Hey, Ronald, thanks for coming to the meeting. Sorry I'm late. Ronald? Ronald?
I swear I paid it! Oh, hey, Steve. Sorry, I thought you were the pimp I owed money to.
No, it's just me.
Okay, so what do you want?
Well, I just wanted to let you know the Minecraft movie's coming out this weekend.
All right, and you're telling me this because you want to take me on a date to the Minecraft movie? Is that right? You want to buy a large popcorn and stick your little Steve pecker through it? That way when Ronald goes and grabs a bite of popcorn, instead he grabs a whole handful of Steve dick? Is that right, Steve?
No, Ronald.
Because I'm down. I mean, as long as you threw it back. I'll get my bag of gummy worms, and I'll stick my gummy worm through it. And then, when you reach and grab a handful of gummy worms, instead you'll grab a handful of Ronald's gummy worm. It's gonna get weird, Steve. It's gonna get real weird.
No, Ronald, it's a kid's movie.
Okay, Pee-wee Herman! I didn't know we were doing it in the movie! You're a freak! I thought we were doing it afterwards in the car! Let's go.
No, Ronald, I just mean we should make a Minecraft Happy Meal.
You know what, I like that, Steve. I like that way better than the gay shit you were talking about earlier. Because our box is already shaped like the Minecraft block. It's genius, Steve. Let's do it.
Okay, well, that's the problem, Ronald. See, Minecraft wants to have an auction to see who gets the rights to use the Minecraft meal.
An auction? Well, because I don't see anyone else that can do it right besides me, Steve.
Oh, there's Wendy's and the Burger King.
Wendy's? They're still in business? I thought they went under after the whole, the boob sponge meal thing. You remember that, Steve? Because I do. And Burger King? Burger King! They use rat ankles in their food, Steve! All the food is just mashed up deep-fried rat ankles!
Look, I know, Ronald, but I think they're still gonna want to have an auction.
All right, Steve. You convinced me. We're gonna have an auction. Let me pull out my checkbook. I don't have a checkbook, Steve! I only deal with cash!
Well, I think we're gonna win the auction.
Oh, we're gonna win, Steve. If everyone wants to see me whip it out on stage, I will. You want to see me whip it up, Steve?
Don't
let me grab it. I'm a show. Oh, shit, it's my back. No, it's got me. It's got me, Steve. Oh, shit. You know what sucks, Steve? The fact that I gotta have bodybuilders to give me a hand job. Gotta call them up, and not even the girls. The guys. The big-ass dudes have to give me handy, Steve. I'm talking like Larry Wheels. It's not going. I'll have to show you some other time. I'll call up my bodybuilder buddy.
Okay, Ronald, let's just go to the auction.
Yeah, and then afterwards, I want to do that thing you wanted me to do for you.
Okay, let's just go.
So what I was thinking, because of our square burgers, it could be the Minecraft burger because of the square patties.
That is a good idea. I was thinking we could have a creeper whopper that's green, and we would have a creeper face on the bun.
Oh my god, that's genius.
What's up, pussies? Dang, when did you gain weight? On your feet up! Been eating too many of your own damn frosties.
Spin, Ronald, spin.
Yeah. So, you guys ready to lose? Hey, may the best man win. Ooh, look at that bro.
Ronald, you smell like piss.
Yeah, that's because I rubbed your food all over my body before I came here. Hey, Wendy.
Ugh.
What you been up to? Hey, what number you get? 48? What the hell old you are? Hey, still do it, though.
Ugh.
Hey, what number you get? 71? That's how many customers you get in a year? I got 23. Oh, Michael Jordan never lost. Hey, when we get this auction started, I'm ready to paddle these bitches.
Hello and welcome to Who Gets to Make a Minecraft Movie Meal Auction. We'll start the bidding off at $100,000.
$115,000.
$120,000. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were bidding with our piggy banks. $2 million.
Ronald, that's not how bidding works.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I misspoke. $5 million.
Why would you outbid yourself?
Because I got it like that, sweetheart. But you know what? I'll drop out. As long as you show me your tits, and you show me your dick, too. You show me your tits, and you show me your dick, and I'll drop out and you guys can fight with your panties.
$10 million.
What? You got that? Are you dreaming? Are you asleep? Wake up, dreamy boy.
$20 million.
$20 million? Are you guys combining your annual net worth? I'll play along. $100 million.
I'm out.
I can't do that. $100 million. Going once.
Call me daddy.
Can I speak to my
quiet for one moment? Ronald, $100 million? What the hell are you thinking?
What's the big deal? I got it.
But Ronald, if we spend $100 million on one meal, we're not gonna make any money.
It's not about the money. This is a dick measuring contest. Oh, tits! This is a dick tit measuring contest. And she thought her tits were longer than my dick. So I had to pull out the tape measure. And I ran out of tape! You know what? $110 million! Just because, what the hell?
$110 million! Sold to Ronald McDonald, who clearly doesn't know how auctions work.
Yes! Yes! Broke boy! Broke bitch! Broke bitch boy!
Ronald, you are a scoundrel and a ragged McMuffin.
Yeah, and what was your old saying when it used to be a wake up with the king? You should be canceled. That's sexual assault! No one consented to that! Yeah, yeah, run away! Ha ha, bitch! And what was your saying again? Where's the beep? It's right here, sweetheart. Oh. There's plenty of it. Plenty of it! Invite a friend!
There you go, Ronald. Your $100 million Happy Meal.
Oh, look at that. It's perfect. And it's even got a Minecraft smiley face and shit. I love it, Steve. The kids are gonna love it. You did a great job. They can hear it now. Them going up to their mothers and bitching, Mommy, Mommy, give me the Minecraft Happy Meal.
But, Ronald, in order to make any money off this, we're going to have to charge a ton for these.
I don't care, Steve. Charge like $100 or something.
Nobody's going to pay $100 for a Happy Meal.
Yes, they will. It's Minecraft. $200.
Ronald, look how shitty the toy is.
That's not shitty. That's Minecraft. $300.
Ronald, that's outrageous.
Okay, $400.
Ronald, that's the price of a PlayStation.
I don't give a shit, Steve. $500. Go sell my shit.
Okay, I'm going to go sell it, because every time I speak, you raise the price.
$1,000.
Hello, guys. What do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
I'm going to cut down this tree.
Cody, what are you doing?
I'm playing Minecraft on my phone. Did you guys know you can play Minecraft on your phone now? It's crazy.
What? You're still playing Minecraft? That game's over 10 years old, Cody.
Yeah, dude. Get a life. Go touch some grass or something.
Okay. I'll touch grass in Minecraft. Touch.
You're so lame, Cody.
Well, Junior, what can I say? I like to mine. I like to craft. This is the best of both worlds. It's Minecraft. I'm crafted up.
All right, well, while you're playing that lame game, we're going to watch TV.
Yeah.
Breaking news, McKay! McDonald's is releasing a Minecraft Happy Meal, and it costs $1,000, causing major outrage because no one can afford it.
Holy fucking shit! A Minecraft Happy Meal, and a Minecraft movie, and I'm playing Minecraft on my phone? What kind of world are we living in? Life is great, I like it!
You know what? We need three of those Happy Meals. Let's get Chef Pepperoni to hop in the old automobile and putt-putt up to McDonald's and grab three of them hoes. Four if he fucks with your boy.
You do know they're $1,000 a piece, right?
No, wait a minute. Are you sure it's not $10 and you guys just can't see decimal points?
It was $1,000, right, Joseph?
Hell yeah, expensive-ass Happy Meal, dude.
Oh, huff. Oh, huff. I am miffed. I'm irked, even. I'm Steve Urkel over here, because where do they get off charging $1,000 for a Minecraft Happy Meal? Well, actually, that's fair. It is a Minecraft Happy Meal. But still, I'm a kid. I'm never going to be able to afford that. That's outrageous. Just kidding! That's what would happen in the real world, but luckily this isn't the real world, so guys, we need $1,000.
Okay, well, there's no way for us to get $1,000.
Yeah, unless you want to sell a kidney.
That's a great idea. You know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell a kidney.
Wait, you're not going to sell a kidney for a Happy Meal, Cody.
Call a doctor over here. I'll sell that shit right away.
Okay, I'll call a doctor. You're being serious.
I'm being serious. I'll sell it. I got two of them.
Just for a Happy Meal.
Just for this? It's a Minecraft Happy Meal. It's not just a Happy Meal.
His ass desperate, bro.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Yes, doctor, I'd like to donate a kidney. Oh, are you 18? I am not. Okay, well then you can't donate a kidney, because you've got to be 18. Actually, you know what? I am 18. Well, you just said you weren't 18. Yeah, I lied, because sometimes I just like to lie for fun. Oh, cool, me too. Why do you want to donate a kidney so bad? Oh, you know, I just need the money. Oh, yeah, I feel you. In this economy, I'd donate both if I wouldn't die. Actually, you know what? This reminds me of a kid I knew in high school who donated a kidney. Let me tell you about him. So back in high school, there was this kid named Really Wants to Donate One of His Kidneys, Dan. That was his real name. I'm not shitting you. And he really wanted to donate one of his kidneys. He would walk around the halls asking everybody if they needed a kidney. He would even ask the teachers. Every single day, all year long, he would ask everyone if they needed a kidney. He would fall to his knees in the cafeteria and scream, "Get this fucking kidney out of me!" So then, one day, this girl named Really Needs a Kidney Transplant, Riley, transferred to our school. school, and she really needed a kidney transplant, so it was the best day ever for Dan. But then, it turned out Dan and Riley weren't a match, so they couldn't do the transplant, and Riley died. But then Dan ended up giving one of his kidneys to our English teacher, Miss Can't Stop Drinking Alcohol Catherine. But then she died of liver failure.
Wow, doctor, those people had some crazy names.
Yeah, the town I grew up in really wanted everybody's name to be unique. No two people had the same name. Well, except for the two kids both named has the same name as the other kid, Tyler. But we didn't really know what else to call them, so their name made sense. But it did get really confusing during roll call.
Well, I still want to donate a kidney.
Okay, well, I can give you $25,000 per kidney, so that's $50,000 for your life, so that's how much that's worth.
I think I'll just donate the one kidney. $25,000 gets me a lot of Happy Meals.
It gets you 25 of them.
Wait, what?
He wants to donate his kidney so he can get a $1,000 Happy Meal.
Yeah, it's the dumbest shit ever.
Wait, you want to donate a kidney for a Happy Meal?
Well, not just any Happy Meal. It's a Minecraft Happy Meal.
Oh, I'm not judging. I've seen people donate kidneys for some pretty crazy stuff. Like this one guy, he wanted to donate a kidney so he could afford the surgery to donate a kidney. I mean, it worked out for him. I just didn't understand it. Well, anyway, I'll go get the scalpel.
Okay, I want to do it with my mouth so I feel like a shark that eats kidneys.
Is this going to hurt?
Oh, yeah, it's going to hurt. I'm not using anesthesia.
Junior, can you hold my hand?
Ew, no, that's gay.
Okay, here I go.
Oh, fuck, Junior. Oh, fuck, that hurts so fucking bad. Oh, I regret every minute of this. I don't want to do this anymore. This is not worth a fucking Happy Meal. Fuck this. Fuck this.
There you go. All done.
Wait, that's my kidney?
Yep, that's it.
Wow, that was really quick and I didn't feel a thing.
Well, I've definitely heard that before. Here's your money.
Oh, thanks, doctor. Wow, you're really good at that.
Yeah, I've definitely never heard that. But I have done a lot of kidney transplants. Actually, every time I do an operation on somebody, I just swap kidneys out with the patient. People think they're going in to get their tonsils removed, but nope. I just take their kidneys out and pop mine in there. I always get a fresh pair of kidneys. I swap them out like shoes or batteries. Anyway, let's just take that. Have fun!
Okay, guys, we got the money. It's Happy Meal time, bitches! Tick, 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 boom! That's right, I spent the thowie. Now this creeper's about to go kablowie.
Wait, Cody, where's our Happy Meal?
You guys really think I'm gonna spend my kidney money on you guys when you guys said the meal was lame?
I mean, it is lame, dude.
Well, that's why you don't get to eat it. Let's see how the other half lives. Ooh, let's see what a $1,000 chicken nugget tastes like. Oh my god. I feel like Mark Zuckerberg, or maybe Mark Cuban, or another very rich Mark. That is a normal McDonald's chicken nugget. But they didn't advertise how good the food was. No, it's all about the toy. That's all anybody cares about. It's just this. Yeah, look at, fuck yeah. Look at that. Fucking yeah, that's a llama, I think. Fuck yeah, I love that. That's so fucking cool. Yeah, I don't regret that at all. That's badass. Oh, my phone's ringing. Hello, you're interrupting a $1,000 meal. Oh, Cody, it's terrible. Mommy? Oh, Cody, I've just been diagnosed with kidney failure. And if I don't get a new kidney, I'm gonna die. Can Dad do it?
Hell nah, boy. You know I need my kidneys. I'm so sad. Cause, Cody, you know black people and white people kidneys are totally different. Black people kidneys are 3 times as big and veinier.
It's true, Cody. And it's true about the kidneys, too. So I'm gonna need one of your kidneys. Oh, I actually can't spare a kidney right now. Cody, do you want your mother to die?
Yeah, give your mama a damn kidney, boy. You don't need yours.
Who was that, Cody?
Don't worry about it. Fuck yeah! Oh, that llama, though. Fuck, so fucking cool. You know, when my mom dies of kidney failure, I'm gonna look at that and just say, fuck yeah.
Look, Simmons, all I'm saying is if Tyrese Halliburton wouldn't have torn his Achilles, Indiana would have won.
I don't know, excuse me, ma'am. I'm new here. Where am I supposed to go?
Jonathan, what the hell are you doing in the Air Force?
I wanted to be a part of the few and you're proud.
That's the Marines, Jonathan.
Oh, well, at least I can still tell hot babes that I fly a fighter jet.
They're not going to let you fly a fighter jet right away. You have to learn how to do that.
I already know how to do that. I play Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Okay, well, it's still going to be a long time before they let you fly a fighter jet.
Okay, well, I can still tell hot babes that I'm a pilot. Watch and learn. Hey there, my name's Johnny.
Oh, my God!
What the hell, Jonathan? Why did you spit in her face?
I didn't mean to spit in her face. I just missed. Oh, who is that?
Oh, that's Brandon. Used to be Brandy.
I only joined so I could transition.
Oh, so hot. What does transition mean?
It means she has a dick, Jonathan.
Oh, and balls?
Well, I don't know about the balls.
Hey, do you have balls?
Don't ask her about her balls.
Oh, sorry. I need a bathroom right now.
All right, boys. I'm afraid I got some slightly urgent news for you.
What's the matter, sir?
Well, it looks like Iran went ahead and launched a nuclear missile at us.
Wait, like right now?
Yes, right now. It's about to hit New York City in about 5 minutes. Turn that shit into a parking lot.
Well, sir, we should probably shoot it down.
Yeah, normally we would, but our entire missile defense is out at lunch right now. The line at Chick-fil-A is wrapped around the building, and there's no way they're getting out of line, because they already paid, so that'd be a waste of money. And they still gotta pick up my lunch, and they better not forget my frozen lemonade, goddammit.
Sir, I just think it's really dangerous that our entire missile defense goes to lunch at the same time.
Well, we didn't think the Iranians would guess our secret confidential lunchtime. I mean, 2:30 is a pretty late lunch. Nobody would have guessed that. It must have leaked.
Still can't believe that my buddies at Missile Defense's lunchtime is at 2:30 while mine is at 12. I just think we should all have the same lunchtime, Post.
Well, the only way we're gonna stop that missile is if one of you boys hops in a fighter jet, flies up to 30,000 feet, smashes right into that sumbitch. Sure, you're gonna die, but you'll be saving America. You'll be an American hero. So who wants to do it? Who wants to die for America?
I'll do it.
I'll do it, sir.
No, I'll do it, sir.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, that is so many volunteers. Wow, that's great. I would love to do it, but I actually have a dentist appointment tomorrow, and I can't cancel again, because I keep canceling, and they say they're going to drop me as a patient if I cancel one more time, so I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, sir.
I can tell you all want to be American heroes, so hey, we live in a democracy, so let's do it that way. Let's make it a raffle. I'll get a hat and put all your names in there, and whoever I draw gets to die for America.
Oh, but not me, though, because of the appointment, like I said.
All right, I'll go get the hat and put everybody's name in.
Well, not everybody, though, because not me, because of the appointment.
All right, I got the hat with everybody's name in it.
But not mine, though, right? Because I have a dentist appointment?
Well, of course yours is in there, guy. You're our best pilot.
But see, that's the thing, is you don't want to lose your best pilot, because if you want to retaliate, you want to have a good pilot, right? So it should really be somebody else, because, I mean, clearly everybody else really wants to do it.
Nuh-uh, guy, we're doing this fair and square. So whoever's name I pull out of this hat, that who gets to die for America.
Oh, please don't be me. Please don't be me. I'll start going to church, God. Please don't be me.
It's Bobby!
Oh, thank the fuck.
Oh, well, congrats, Bobby!
Way to go, Bobby!
It'll be my honor to die for my country.
Oh, thank God. I mean, I don't even have a dentist appointment. I was just trying to be the biggest pussy.
Bobby, why is your name in the hat twice?
Because I snuck it in there twice so I could be a hero.
Bobby, you're disqualified for cheating.
Well, I think mine is actually in there 4 times.
No, I think I only see it in there once.
But, I mean, Bobby clearly wants to do it, right? Because he cheated it. It should really be Bobby.
No, we're going to have to draw again. And whoever I draw this time is really dying for their country. It's Brooklyn Guy.
Fuck me. I don't want to die.
Whoa, congrats, big blow.
Congratulations, Brooklyn Guy.
I'll suck you off.
Oh, yucky.
Congratulations, mate. You're going to be a hero.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. It's my honor to die.
Well, at least you'll get a purple heart.
Oh, great. They can pin it to my fucking grave because I'm not going to be alive to see it.
Sir, can we please talk about this? I think maybe you should keep drawing names, and then whoever gets last, that's who gets to die for their country. That seems fair.
No, guy, the hat picked you.
But, sir, this isn't fucking Harry Potter. I have a daughter, and I have a wife, and I know I lied about the dentist appointment, but I really do have one coming up in, like, 6 months, because I think I have a cavity, because whenever I eat and I bite down, my tooth hurts.
Guy, quit rambling, okay? You're going to get in that F-22, and you're going to fly right into that missile. Now go!
Jonathan! Jonathan!
Attention all single ladies and MILFs! My brother is gonna die an American war hero! Here's a link to my Tinder and my Hinge post. Hey there. You know that guy that's gonna die an American war hero? That's my brother. Why don't you suck this nutsack?
Ew, no!
Hey, Jonathan, I really need to talk to you.
Oh, hey, what's up, bro? I just want you to know that I am so proud of you for wanting to die an American hero. And your wife, Karen, don't worry. I'll take care of her. I'll take real good care of her. Like if she's ever missing you and she wants to do stuff to you, I'll have her do whatever she wants to do to you to me. Like if she wants to throw that ass back, like all up on me, I'm not going to like it, but I'll let her do it. But I'm not gonna like it, even if she just keeps throwing her ass back on me. Like, oh, damn, girl. I'm not gonna like it. I mean, I might like it a little bit. Also, I maxed out my credit cards on edible dongs. The butt part, cherry flavor.
Okay, well, you don't even have to worry about that, because I actually just talked to the chief, and keep your voice down. Don't let anybody hear this, but he wants you to fly the jet into the nuke.
Oh, but
me pick your name out of that!
Shh, quiet. That was just for show for everybody else, because he didn't want them to think that he was showing favoritism, okay? But he wants it to be you.
Oh, well, maybe I should go talk to him.
No, don't talk. Don't talk to him, because he said he doesn't want to see you, because he's going to feel bad about making you do this.
But why would he pick me?
Well, because with your glasses, you look like Harry Potter, so he knows you're the chosen one.
But it's my only my first day on the job.
Well, it's okay. You can still do it.
But I don't know how to fly a jet.
Oh, of course you do. You did the Microsoft Flight Simulator thing, right?
I lied so I could get laid.
Well, it doesn't even matter. You don't even need to know how to land, okay? You're going to crash anyway.
I really should go talk to him.
No, don't talk to him. He specifically said he doesn't want to see your face.
But Brooklyn guy, I don't want to die a virgin.
Oh, don't worry about that. I heard that when you get up there, there's 72 virgins.
72 virgins?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be 73 when I get up there.
Yeah, exactly. So the jet is that way. And if anybody asks, just tell them your name is my name.
Do any of them have wieners?
Sure, whatever you want, buddy.
Okay, I'll do it. But let me make a poster real quick.
No more tweets. No more tweets.
But my 104 verified Iranian followers.
I will tell them, okay? We just can't let them know what's coming.
Okay. Oh, do it.
Okay, so go. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm going home.
Oh, Boynie, how was your day working at the military?
Yeah, it was okay. A little stressful.
Oh, Boynie, my day was stressful. Speaking of that, are you going to ask me about it?
Oh, I can't imagine what could be so stressful.
Okay, so listen, Boynie. I woke up today at about 12:30 in the afternoon, okay? And I decided to make the bet.
Oh, wow. That's a big ask.
Yes, but listen, Boynie, this is what happened. So whenever I would pull down the fitted sheet over one of the corners, it would pop up on the other side. So I had to keep running back and forth. And by the time I finished, Boynie, I was just so tired that I had to take a nap. And I messed up the bed again, and I just didn't make it again.
Wow, that does sound really stressful.
It was, Boynie.
Did any part of your day make you almost die?
Oh, it's so funny you should ask, Boynie, because when I got hungry, I decided to make pizza bagels, but when I bit into them, it was still cold. Boynie, I could have died from raw pizza bagels.
Oh, thank God that didn't happen.
It had pepperoni on them, Boynie. Raw pepperoni.
Oh, raw pepperoni?
I could have died from salmonella.
Oh, that is crazy.
So why was your day stressful?
Oh, nothing as crazy as yours. You know, the printer ran out of ink.
Oh, Boynie, I'm so sorry.
Oh, hey, you had a worse day. Oh, hold on, I think I'm getting a phone call. Oh, it's my mom. Hello?
Hey, fuckhead.
Hi, Mom.
Have you heard from Jonathan? He's not answering my phone calls, and he always answers Mommy's phone calls.
No, I haven't heard from him. Did you know he joined the Air Force?
No, I didn't know that. You make sure you look after him now because you're his older brother, and if anyone tries to fuck with him, you lay their ass out.
Yeah, I will do that.
And you know he still pisses the bed, right? I just got done washing his piss sheets, and I can only hit those sheets with the Tide Pin so many times. Those sheets are all stained to fuck.
Okay, I will let him know.
All right, fuck you.
Love you too, Mom.
Who's on the phone, Boynie?
Oh, it was my mom.
Oh, what did she want?
Oh, just to cuss me out, I guess.
Boynie, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! The United States military has an announcement, so let's go to that now.
My fellow Americans, at approximately 2:35 p.m. today, Sergeant Rodriguez got me a goddamn Diet Coke instead of a frozen lemonade from Chick-fil-A. He has since been dishonorably discharged. Also at 2:35 p.m. today, brave soldier Brooklyn T. Guy hopped in his F-22 fighter jet and crashed right into an Iranian nuclear warhead headed toward New York City, sacrificing his own life and saving millions of Americans. He will be known from now on as a badass American war hero. And from now on today will be known as Brooklyn Guy Day.
Boynie, the TV said you died, but Boynie, it's here. So, are you a ghost, Boynie?
I'm not a ghost.
Are you like Casper?
No, I'm not like Casper.
Oh, so you're not friendly, Boynie?
No, I am not friendly.
Are you like the other ones, the mean ones?
I'm not a ghost.
Oh, well, then, Boynie, why did the TV tell me you died?
Okay, listen, Karen. At work, I got orders to fly my jet into a nuclear missile and die, so I told my brother to go do it for me.
Boynie, that's so cowardly.
No, it's not, because I'm alive. I'm here. Isn't this better?
But you're not a hero, Boynie.
Oh, yes, I am. See, on the news, I have my own day now. So maybe you should hop in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Because I could go out and people would just be throwing themselves at me.
No, Boynie, they wouldn't. You know why? Because they all think you're dead. And that's gross, and I think it's illegal.
Hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm. I can't really get the benefits of this.
Mm-mm.
I didn't really think that through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, Karen. I know that knock. That's the military's knock.
Oh, no, Boynie, what are we going to do?
Okay, pretend I'm dead. Be sad. You don't have to do it here. Okay, just save that. Use that energy at the front door, okay? I'm gonna hide.
Excuse me, ma'am. Oh, I guess you already saw the news then. Well, we ran out of American flags. It's embarrassing, I know. But the U.S. Air Force would like to offer you this 10-count box of Coca-Cola mini cans in honor of your husband's brave sacrifice. True American hero will be remembered forever. Wait, what is that? Guy? Guy, is that you? Guy? Guy, I saw you under that blanket.
Uh-uh.
Guy, come on out.
Ooh, I'm a ghost. Ooh, spooky.
Guy, I thought you died from that missile.
Listen, sir, it's a really long story, but I can't tell you because I actually just became a monk and I'm taking a vow of silence starting now.
Boiny, if you don't tell him, I will.
Don't!
Boiny, what happened to your vow of silence?
I'm starting right now.
Okay, so what had happened was, Boiny was too chicken to fly into the nuke, so he tricked his brother into doing it for him.
What, you got your brother to do it?
Yeah.
Well, that means you're not a hero, and you shouldn't have a day named after you. We should name the day after him, whatever his name is.
The name is Johnson, with one J.
How the fuck else would we spell it, and why aren't you dead, and where are your clothes?
Oh, then my clothes burned off!
You did not survive that!
Yeah, I did! I prematurely ejaculated from the jet before it hit the nuke!
Wait, so you ejected from the jet?
Yeah, I had it on autopilot.
Well, that's not a sacrifice. That means nobody here's a hero. I'm going home.
Oh, wait, can we still keep our cokes?
Give me those cokes!
I still blew up a nuke.
Boiny, how does it feel to not be a hero?
All right, Karen, I promise if I ever find myself in that situation again, I will sacrifice myself for you.
Really, Boiny?
Yeah. Well, boys, I got some bad news. Rand launched another missile and it's dinner time, so I need some volunteers.
Well, you already know I'm a pussy.
Boiny!
Man, Joseph, I'm hungry.
Me too, dude. Man, when is Chef Pepe gonna come in with the food? I haven't eaten in days.
Chef Pepe, where's dinner?
All right, Brass. I got the most delicious meal I ever cooked. You're welcome. Bon appetit.
Wait, Chef Pepe, what is this? It's green.
It's green mashed potatoes with coleslaw and squirts of gravy. The gravy had a shiz.
It smells like ass, Chef Pepe.
Hey, watch your mouth. I slaved in that kitchen. I got lashes all over my damn back. You gonna eat that damn meal, boy. Eat it!
I'm not eating this, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not eating it. It looks like somebody threw up in my bowl, dude.
Yeah, it looks like we're gonna turn on the Food Network and just lick the TV screen.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes! My mom always did it with me.
Why?
I mean, we were poor, so we always licked the TV whenever we saw the Food Network come on. Good times.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this song's gay as shit. That's right, I don't like the McDonald's jingle. It's boring, it's old, it's washed up. What I want something a little new. I want something a little more hip. Something a little more hop. That's right, we're having a McDonald's rapping contest. Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life. I'm saying, you go through the drive-thru, you want a free cheeseburger? Here's your damn cheeseburger for free for life. So, get to rapping. Actually, you know what? Get to snack rapping.
Joseph, did you just see that commercial?
Yes, dude, I just saw it.
If we make a McDonald's rap song and they pick it to be the winner, we can have McDonald's for every single meal. We'll never have to eat Chef Pee-Pee's gross cooking ever again.
He'll never have to lick a TV screen either.
Oh, my God. That'd be American dream to have McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, my God, we'd be so fat.
Isn't this what Trump wanted? American dream?
Yeah, Trump eats McDonald's every day.
Right?
Oh, my God, if the president can eat McDonald's every day, we should eat McDonald's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Free McDonald's for life. Okay, let's get to writing. Let's make a rap song right now.
All right, let's do it, dude. Man, oh, man, what a night. Chef Pee-Pee's cooking dinner. A new episode of Charlie and Friends is coming on. Oh, you can't ask for more than this.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Give me the bop, dude, in your booty ass.
Oh, hi guys. I'm Charlie.
And today, I'm gonna be spitting some bars.
So come with me. Let's spit some bars.
Yeah.
Charlie, you're so hilarious. That's not spitting bars. I mean, you kind of did spit bars. Candy bars. Spitting bars means rapping, silly. Who's going to tell them? Oh. All right, Braxton, here's your food. But what the hell is this, Chef Pee Pee? Did you throw up in my food again? No, I told you what I was cooking. It's green mashed potatoes. I thought you said greens in mashed potatoes, like soul food from a black woman. No, I'm not a black woman. I'm not cooking that. I wanted to make something exotic. Well, I'm going to be spitting out some exotic shit if I eat this. Oh, look, a commercial.
Whoever brings me the best McDonald's wrap wins free McDonald's for life.
Do you see that, Chef Pee Pee? Do you fucking see that? If you win this McDonald's competition, you could retire. You will never have to cook for me again. And we can eat McDonald's every day like some TLC fat bitches.
Retire? Really?
Oh, I'm gonna win this competition. I'm about to turn into Tupac resurrected in this motherfucker.
Okay, Joseph, I just sent our music video off to McDonald's. They have to pick our song.
Dude, we had the hardest bars of 2025. They're definitely gonna pick us.
Yeah, your verse was nasty. They're gonna pick our song.
All right, Brass, where's that laptop? I need to send off a music video.
Music video for what?
I shot a music video for this McDonald's contest. I'm gonna win it, and then I'm never gonna have to cook for you, Brass, ever again.
Wait, no. Me and Joseph just entered the McDonald's song thing, and we just sent our song off because we don't want your cooking ever again. We want McDonald's for the rest of our life.
There's no way that your song's better than mine. I actually tried.
Oh, no, we tried. Our song is crazy. Isn't that right, Joseph? Joseph.
Yeah, crazy.
Wait, where do you go sometimes, Joseph? Just doze off. Like, in the first scene, like, you just laid back and just gave up.
I should be drifting, bro. My bad.
Anyway, Chef, our song is better.
Well, show me your song then, punk.
How about you play yours first?
I ain't scared shit. I scared my mama.
Cheese, yeah. Make a hoe drop to her knees. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis in my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounders down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping there. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Pull up to the drive-thru, I'm about to have my way. My shawty got the hot case, who needs a breakfast plate? Third time here, still coming back today. And this lady can make up her mind, bitch, move out the way. And today been hella hot, I might get a shake. If the machine down, I might be crashing out the deck. And I'm McFlurry in a hurry to cool off my face. I heard y'all got a secret sauce, go get it out the safe. I ain't lying, Chef Pee Pee doesn't rap cap. Need everything on the menu, where's the snack wraps? No me chicken in the bag, I feel backstabbed. Got it for the cheap off the app, got the last laugh. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. A quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping there. And then the manager is kinda cute, do she come with us? Bitch, I need my 10-piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10-piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10-piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Need to ask to hurry, hit the horn like a symphony.
Hey, Joseph, have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you, man, I'm on you as well.
Oh, hell no, what am I sweet or sour sauce?
Oh, nah, we about to spin back. I got to slide this bitch.
Now, what you got to say about that silly-ass, goofy-ass, white-ass, can't-rap-ass boy?
That was very respectful.
I know. It was so gas. I don't know if we can compete.
Hold on, we can compete. Oh, let's just take Garfield. Let's take Garfield.
Chef Pee-Pee, that was Chef Doo-Doo.
Watch your mouth, boy.
All right, yeah, listen to our song, Chef Pee-Pee. It's definitely it's up there.
You play that trash then.
Man, I want my Happy Meal, and they better not forget my toy.
Ooh, I love my toy. Don't forget them apple slices.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a problem if it's a girl toy, though.
Hell no. I want a Happy Meal, four-piece chicken nugget. Grab a handful and put the fries in a bucket. Add a Dr. Pepper and a straw, and I'll suck it. Go ahead and add a chocolate shake, man, fuck it. I'll jump over your counter and go through your kitchen. Oops, I made a mess, man, y'all a bunch of bitches. Hand me some napkins, I'll turn those rags to riches. Don't forget the toys, since y'all a bunch of bitches.
Man, I need my nuggies. If I'm eating, please don't bug me. Junior needs an extra sauce. My bro might get one if he's lucky. Burger King can't compete, or the chicken from Kentucky. When I'm rich, I'ma swim in a McFlurry like a guppy. Make sure to get the apple pie with my Happy Meal. Don't forget my apple juice, cause this is a package deal. Don't mess up the order, man, I swear this the sixth time. Haters mad cause my flow hotter than french fries.
I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life.
Ha ha ha!
You actually tried, didn't it?
That was great. It was great. And Ronald McDonald's going to pick our song, and we're going to get to him first and tell him to pick ours.
No,
he's
going
to pick our song.
My song's
get
way
out
better. Out I put
the song a lot more.
Than
one
boy, I get it. Everyone wants some of Ronald's meat. But what are you doing, Ye?
Okay, so me and Joseph sent you a song. Chef Pee-Pee sent you a trash song.
No, Chef Pee-Pee made a way better song.
No, his name's Chef Pee-Pee. It sounds like Dick. Did you get our songs?
Yeah, I heard them.
And which one you like more? You like me and Joseph more? Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee's not good. Yeah, which one you like more?
You didn't win.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! You silly ass, goofy ass, carrot-cake-head ass, old pale-face-ass little boy! You actually tried to compare to Pee-Pee, the top-tier bar spitter ever, nigga? You can't compare to the peepers!
You didn't win either.
What? Huh? Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, mustache having ass, Puerto Rican looking ass, not even French looking ass, Chef Pee-Pee sound like penis looking ass, boy!
How the hell did I not win? So did I win?
Wait, Joseph, we were on the same song.
Well, obviously my bars was way better than yours.
What? Did Joseph win?
None of you won!
What?
Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, basketball shirt wearing ass, friend no pants, boy ass! Ha ha ha! Looking like a whole ugly ass!
Kind of froze. Well, so who won?
I did.
What?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How did you win?
Because I ended myself in my own competition.
Wait, that can't be fair. Yeah, how are you going to get free McDonald's for life? You already get free McDonald's for life.
I made the competition. I made the rules. Now shut your damn mouth and watch my music video.
I'm the grease guy tripping on your mom's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat. Let the loving begin. Got the fries in my veins, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good, make your arteries clap.
Pull up to the drive-thru,
kicking up and carry.
She taking every nugget,
better swallow in a hurry.
I'm the clown with the combo, making dick girls scream. Get your girl so I can catch a ray off of my skin. Too much money, new accountant, I'm the truth, so why you doubting? I've been stacking cheese, now my burger bigger than a mountain. She soaked me like sweet tea, now she wet just like a fountain. If Ronald take your girl, I guarantee you will be. Petty, she grabbing my meat, she called me McDaddy while taking a seat. Got pie in her mouth, some sauce on her eyes. She suck on my nuggets while gripping my fries. I'm twisting her buns while she moans in the booth. She swallowing my combo, she knows the truth. I'm the red wing demon, the grace is a tight. She loving my menu with no hesitation.
Grease got dripping from your mommy's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in your throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food's so good, it make your arteries clap.
Yeah, I'm flipping patties while I'm tapping every ear. She called me McDaddy when I whisper in her ear. Baby, take a bite of this hot apple pie. Then she deep throw the fry. It's too hot, she might cry. Quarter pounder on the dresser, play a fish on her back. She addicted to my meat, can't deny that Big Mac. I'm the fast food barrel, the cholesterol champ. Got your grandma in the booth with hot coffee on her lap.
I'm the reason you obese, the clown of your dreams. Got your mom in the bathroom, licking up my whipped cream. She moaning in the store, yet she part of my scheme. Left her passed out on the tile. I'm the grease guy, dripping on your mama's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. Donald's food's so good, make your arteries clap.
She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now shut your fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now put the fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag.
So what do you think?
Nah, that shit's great. Elephant Dookie, none but trash. I know kindergartens that can write better verses than that.
Yeah, that's hot ass. That's ChatGPT ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's AI shit.
Mm-mm.
That's garbage. That's
right. Well, that's you can tell the difference.
Yeah, that's
still there, man.
That's ugly. That's I fucking, I'm upset. I'm fucking, what a waste of fucking time. That was hippo ass. Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
What about you, Cody? Hmm?
No, I'm good. Do your Porky Pig impressions, guy?
Yeah, do yours.
That's all, folks.
I coughed. Cody, I see you're wearing socks. Are you keeping your piggies warm?
What? My piggies?
Never mind. Sorry, I brought it up.
You're not wearing socks. You're worried about your piggies getting cold?
No.
No, it's summer.
Yeah, we don't need to warm up our piggies. It's not wintertime.
Weirdo. Okay, but I'm the weirdo.
You guys want to play Truth or Dare?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. We haven't played Truth or Dare in forever.
You want to play Truth or Dare, Cody?
Wait, what's today?
Sunday?
Oh, no, guys. It's Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes, it is.
I forgot something. Wait, what's the date?
July 6th?
Oh, shit! It's the Truth or Dare Monster's birthday today!
Oh, no way, dude! The Truth or Dare Monster doesn't exist.
Yes, he does, Junior. And if you say his name three times on his birthday, he appears and makes you trade... He kills you if you don't play Truth or Dare. I'm so scared I can't even talk.
It is scary, bro.
Okay, well, we've only said his name twice. As long as we don't say monster after we say that word, then we're good.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just play Truth or Dare. Monster!
Huh? What?
But I saw your picture of Jared Fogle.
Wait, who? Oh, dude, this is Josh Gad.
What? No, that's Jared Fogle.
Wait, who's Josh Gad?
The dude, the voice of Olaf from Frozen.
Oh, he voiced the snowman!
Yeah, do you want to be the snowman?
Oh, you grabbed inside a picture of himself?
Yeah, dude, I ran into him. It was so sick. I printed out a picture off of Google when I saw him, and I was like, oh, I gotta get this autograph. And I waved him down, and he totally signed it.
Wait, hold on. No, that's not Josh Gad. This is Josh Gad.
Huh. That's the same person, correct?
Yeah, dude, it's the same damn person.
No, that's Jared Fogle. He is a monster.
No. Who's Jared Fogle?
He's a monster who should be in prison.
He is in prison, right?
Yeah, I think he is.
Wait, so you got his autograph out of prison?
Yeah, I ran into him.
Wait, hold on. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was visiting my Uncle Peebo at a federal prison in Colorado, and we were eating some really good lunch. And out of nowhere, I see the Josh Gad walk by with a huge sub sandwich, and I start yelling, Josh, do you want to build a snowman? Look at me, please. Mr. Olaf, look. And then he looked at me, but he was really confused. And then he kept walking. So I went to the prison staff and asked them to print out a picture of Josh Gad for me. And they said, who? And I pointed at him and they said, oh, Jared. And I was like, sure. I guess Josh is short for Jared in prison. So they printed out a picture of him for me. And I walked up to him and asked him to sign his name. And he said, what? Really? Me? My name? And I was like, yes, you're the Josh Gad. Write Josh Gad on this damn picture. And can you draw Olaf the snowman for me? And he did it. Can you believe it?
So let me get this straight. Jared Fogle signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature?
No, Josh Gad signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature.
But he had a sandwich in prison. That sounds like Jared Fogle. And look, he didn't even draw Olaf. He just drew a regular snowman.
Well, he probably didn't want to get sued for copyright, dude.
Yeah, Disney is bitches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Joseph, what are you going to do with this picture?
I'm going to hang it up like it's supposed to be, huh?
Okay, I think the biggest thing we need to talk about here is that we said Truth or Dare Monster three times. Now four times, he didn't appear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now. You have to say it six times.
Say what?
Truth or Dare Monster.
But, Junior, you said it five times.
Okay, we won't say it.
Yeah, we won't say Truth or Dare Monster anymore.
No, you said it six times.
My bad, dude. I'm just trying to say it.
Wait, we said it six times and he didn't appear, Cody. What's going on?
Oh, no, I remember for real now. You have to say it 66 times.
66 times? No one's ever going to say Truth or Dare Monster 66 times.
Yeah, I don't know why we would do that.
And why 66? What a weird number.
Oh, you know what? I remember now. It's actually, you have to say it 666 times before he shows up.
What?
Yeah, 666 times?
Yeah, like the devil.
Oh, the devil.
I don't know why I thought it was three.
Oh, you thought it was three because it's three sixes.
Oh, yeah, that was it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're never going to say Truth or Dare Monster 666 times, so we're good.
No, not even close.
Yeah, not even close, not even say it. Does it count if you say it in your head?
Oh, shit. I've said it so many times in my head. I was saying it the whole time Joseph was talking.
Me too.
Me three.
Wait, how many times did you guys say it?
Wait, how are you saying it if you were talking?
I mean, I was thinking about it, dude. I said it like 250 times.
Well, I think I said it like 100 times at least.
I think I at least hit 200 in my head.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I might be 300 deep.
Oh, fuck. We're really close, guys.
Oh, my God. We might as well, you know, say it a lot more times because we might as well summon him if we're close.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right, let's all say it. Truth or Dare Monster, 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 Truth or Dare Monster.
Yeah, it's the Truth or Dare Monster.
It's really him.
Oh, no, dude.
Who dare say my name 420 times? Oh, wow, we were way off.
Yeah.
I thought it was 666.
No, 420 is my favorite number.
Oh, cool.
So what's your name?
My name is Realty.
How do you spell that?
R-E-L-T-I-H.
Hmm. Guys, does he kind of remind you of somebody?
Big Bird?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
So, who's ready to play Truth or Dare or Die?
Yeah.
I'll play.
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Okay, truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay, who here eats pork?
Oh, I love bacon.
I love some good bacon.
I don't eat pork.
I hate you!
Okay, I guess he likes pork.
Okay, I'll do dare.
Okay, I dare you to kill him! Kill him! He's family! He's your bloodline! Kill him, boy!
Damn, calm down, dude.
Yeah.
Junior, can I speak to you in the kitchen, please?
Yeah, but first off, I'm not gonna kill him.
Okay, well, you have to kill him or you are going to die!
Okay, well, we want to pause real quick because I want to get a soda.
There are no breaks! It's truth or dare or die! It's benign belly! Now kill him! Kill his whole family!
I'm going to get a Coke. You want anything?
You know, a Dr. Pepper might be a little refreshing, but no juice. I hate juice.
Okay, no juice.
No juice. So, Junior, that truth or dare monster seems pretty angry, huh?
He's going to be even more angry when I tell him we don't have Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, well, he also seems really German.
I think so.
Well, he's got that little mustache.
You don't like mustaches?
No, Junior, it's just that he kind of reminds me of somebody very famous, you know, who had all those qualities.
He's a truth or dare monster. He's famous.
No, it's not that. It's like his whole personality. I really don't like him.
The only thing I don't like about him is that we're playing truth or dare, and he gave me an unrealistic dare by telling me to kill you. Like, when you're playing truth or dare, you can't give someone an unrealistic dare. I'm not going to actually try to kill you. That would be absolutely stupid.
Then why do you have that knife?
To open my can of soda because I don't have fingernails because we're puppets.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. I don't like that guy.
Okay.
Junior, I'm gonna tell you who I think he is.
Okay. A dolphin? You hit her?
No, that's not quite what I said. I said...
A dolphin emulator? You're trying to play games online?
No, it's Adolf, first name, last name...
Oh, he does sound and act like that guy!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we should call the cops.
I think this is a cop problem, yeah.
Yeah, let's call the cops. Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, we kind of have a weird problem.
Alright, shoot. I mean, don't actually shoot, because then I'm going to have to shoot back, and nobody wants that. I just mean, you know, shoot is like a saying, you know, when people are trying to say, you know, go, like, start talking, so. Go. But, I mean, don't shoot. I want to be very clear, I don't want you to think that I want you to shoot me. You know what, can we just start over? I'm kind of psyching myself out, I got myself scared. So, let me just walk up again and just pretend you've never met me before, okay?
Okay. Oh, who are you?
Oh, okay, well, I think maybe we went a little too far back. I didn't mean, like, erase me from your memory, like the end of Spider-Man No Way Home. I just meant, like, you know, like, we'll just start over. You know what? How about this? Let's do a little bit improv, okay? I just need a location and an occupation.
The grocery store.
Mailman! Okay, I'm your mailman at the grocery store. Okay. And go. These pineapples are on sale. Buy two, get three free. I don't see how that's sustainable for the supermarket. That sure is a lot of pineapples.
Oh, hey, mailman.
Oh, hey, you're the kid from 763, right?
Yeah, you deliver my mail.
Yeah, I remember you, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about my dog.
Oh, it's okay, he's nice. Yeah, you see these pineapples? It's buy two, get three free, isn't that weird?
That's a lot of pineapple.
Yeah, who needs that many pineapples?
Yeah, your buggy looks like it's full of a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I got some pizza rolls in there, some toilet paper, some cat litter. I don't even have a cat. So why'd you call the cops?
So we did something really stupid. We summoned the truth or dare monster.
Why the fuck would you do that? How did you do that? You'd have to say his name like 420 times.
I know. We said it a few times. We thought it was 6, and then we thought it was 66. Then we thought it was 666. And then we thought, let's see if we can summon him. And then we summoned him. And then he dared me to kill my friend and his bloodline and his whole family.
No, not that again. That happened one time before back in the 40s, and it was a whole thing. Ugh.
So how do you stop the truth or dare monster?
Well, it's really complicated. There's only two ways to do it. You gotta dare him to just, you know, die. Or, you know, you could take a gun and shoot a bullet out of that gun. And as long as it hits his head area, he will die.
Okay, I mean, but we can just dare him to die?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, but do I have to do my turn first?
Oh, yeah, you do have to do your turn, which is probably going to be pretty messed up.
Okay, so then can you just shoot him in the head so that he can be gone?
Oh, yeah, sure. Easy peasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we can still play truth or dare while they're gone.
Okay, truth or dare?
Dare.
I dare you to rip off that picture!
No! This is my favorite picture of Josh Gad! He signed it for me!
Oh, baby.
Sorry.
No.
I had to climb up the couch.
Yeah, it is pretty steep.
Yeah.
Well, I killed him for you.
Oh, you did? Oh, thank God you killed him. Thank you so much.
Wait, so I don't have to do my dare now?
Nope, you don't have to do whatever he dared you to do.
Oh, thank God. That was a close one, Josh.
Why is your friend kissing a picture of Jared Fogle?
Oh, that's Josh Gad.
No, that is Jared Fogle.
I mean, they look similar.
They do look pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah, and they both impacted kids' lives.
I will give you that. But in a very different way. You know, they had very different life paths.
Yeah, one's an animated movie, the other one's a fucking monster.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, speaking of which, I killed your monster, so you're welcome.
Wait, Where's Cody?
Hey, guys, help me. Help me, I'm slipping. The couch is too steep, I can't climb up. Somebody fucking help me, please. I'm gonna fall. No, brother.
Today we're going to be learning about the different types of clouds. So the big, puffy, white clouds that you see in the sky are called cumulus clouds. So next time you're outside and you look up and you see a bunch of white stuff in the sky, be like, damn, that's a lot of cumulus clouds. Sorry for the stutter class. But the big, scary, get the fuck out of my neighborhood clouds are called the come on my nipples clouds. The come in my bus clouds. Yeah, come on my Nimbus! Come on my Nimbus clouds are the scary ones that can kill you! An airplane cannot fly through the come on my Nimbus clouds because it will fuck up that airplane and it'll go missing just like the Malaysia Airlines flight. R.I.P. my cousins. But fun fact, Crass, it's named after the very famous explorer, Christopher come on my Nimbus, who discovered America.
Are you talking about Christopher Columbus? Because he didn't discover any clouds. Are you saying cumulonimbus?
I'm saying it right! Come on my nipples!
Don't threaten me with a good time, Teach.
Hey, ladies, what do you think this cloud's called?
Wow, it looks like a PJ Nimbus cloud.
It looks like a Crenshaw Nimbus cloud.
Alright.
It looks like a Parrot Jambies Nimbus Crenshaw cloud.
Okay, a little sloppy, but alright. How about this one?
Oh, it looks like the coolest dude in school cloud.
Alright, Cross, so the next cloud is the Circumcisionless cloud. What the fuck? Peter, are you vaping in class? Give it to me right now!
What are you talking about, Teach? I wasn't vaping.
Then what is that?
Oh, this is just my phone.
Then why was it smoking?
Well, I got it from Israel, you know, because they did that thing with the pagers.
Okay, and what's that thing on the top of it?
Oh, that's the antenna, so I can make calls. I chew on it sometimes when I'm nervous.
Okay, then why does the side of it say 30,000 puffs?
Oh, well, it tracks how many Reese's Puffs I've eaten. It's like a Fitbit, but just for Reese's Puffs.
Okay, so it's not a vape.
No, it's totally not a vape, bro. Vapes are for losers.
Okay, put your phone away, and if I see it again, I'm gonna take it.
Okay. Whew, that was a close one, ladies. I gotta hit this shit.
Oh, sorry for the interruption, class. But if I catch you vaping in class, you will be expelled from school! Now back to the clouds! The next cloud is the circumcisionist cloud.
Vaping? What's that?
It's like an electronic cigarette.
Aren't cigarettes bad for you?
Yeah.
Don't they give you cancer?
Yeah.
Don't they make your lungs black?
Yeah.
But it also gives you the ability to talk like Terminator in 20 years.
Oh, I can sound like a Terminator?
Yeah, sick.
How?
Well, it gives you throat cancer, so you have to use a little machine to talk.
But it also makes you famous. You could be on a commercial talking about how much you hate your life.
Oh, I want to be in a commercial.
And it makes you feel good, too.
What, Penelope, you vape?
Yeah, ever since PJ gave me his old vape, I haven't been able to stop.
Well, how does it make you feel?
It makes you feel really good until you stop, and then you get a headache, and you get angry, and you start shaking, but then you hit it again, and everything's okay.
Well, I don't feel like that right now. I feel good.
That's because you haven't started vaping yet, Junior.
What made you start?
Well, all the cool kids are doing it, so I thought, why not?
I want to be cool.
Junior, please don't start doing that.
You really think I want to start vaping just to be cool? You really think I'm just going to do it? Thank you. You think I'm going to start doing it just because everyone else is doing it? You're so lame. Oh my god, this is crack! It tastes like watermelon! No, strawberry! Strawberry watermelon! It's like breathing in oxygen that's flavored! Oh my god, this is amazing! I'm like Thomas the Tank Engine!
Okay, Junior, give it back!
No, I'm not giving it back! I'm a train! Choo-choo!
Oh, dude, he's off the deep end.
Alright, class, the next cloud is the strap-on coming all of us cloud. What the? Junior, bring me that vape right now!
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you better choo-choo your ass up, there, boy.
Junior, you lost me my vape!
Wow, Junior, cancer and expelled is crazy.
Oh.
Give me that shit! Tastes like shit! You wanna get cancer for shit?
I'm sorry! Huh? I'm sorry!
Alright, Cross, new lesson for today. We're gonna go over why vaping is bad for you. And to help me do that, I'm gonna get a police officer. Junior, go back to your seat. You'll get expelled later.
Aww.
Ooh, they're calling the cops, dude. They're gonna take you to pound me in the ass prison.
Ooh, I'll take the fall for you, Jeannie.
I hope it's not my dad.
Hey, everybody. I am Officer Brooklyn T. Guy. Hey, Penelope. Now, I heard there are a couple smokers in here, huh? A couple grease monkeys.
I think that's what that means. That might mean a mechanic. But I heard some people in here were smoking cigarettes, and you don't want to do that, because smoking is bad. Now, I know you've seen people in movies doing it, and they look really cool. That's why I did it when I was your age. But then, I saw this picture. Huh? Look at this. These are the lungs of somebody who's never smoked, and these are the lungs of somebody who smoked one cigarette one time. So if you've already smoked, your lungs already look like this, so you might as well just keep doing it. I mean, you shouldn't keep doing it, because they might heal. I mean, if they look like that, they're probably not gonna heal, but you know, you don't want to make it any worse, you know? And you might get jaw cancer and throat cancer, and then we gotta cut off your jaw and your throat, and you're just gonna have like a hole in your neck where your tongue sticks out, you know? You might end up looking like that lady in SpongeBob who was like, I always hated chocolate. And you're gonna sound like that too. You're gonna sound like Jeffy's mom, huh? Because Jeffy's mom was a smoker, and you know what happened? I shot her to death! That's not why I shot her, but I should have, because she was a terrible person. Smoking leads to bad things, is what I'm saying, okay? My mom smokes, and you know what? My mom is the perfect person to talk to you kids about smoking.
Oh, God, he's bringing my grandma?
All right, Brookie, what the hell you got me up here doing?
Well, some of the kids in this class have been smoking cigarettes, so I just figured you could tell them... Well, just tell them about yourself. I think that'll be enough. All right, class, I'm sorry to say this is my mother.
Hey, everyone, my name's Barbara, but you can call me Babs. And one time I got butt in the twice in one day for a pack of Marlboro Blacks unfiltered. Back then I was a 2-pack-a-day gal, working my way all the way up to 8 packs, and then now I'm back down to 12.
Well, Mom, why don't you tell everybody what it's like when you breathe?
Well, I can't wait for the day I stop. You know, that cigarette hitting my lips is like a lifeline. You know, I inhale and I pray that I go home. You give me that and a good dick and I'm solid.
Okay, well, I think maybe it was a mistake bringing you in front of the kids, but does anybody have any questions?
Yes, I have a question. Can you please take Grandma home? You're embarrassing me!
That's a good idea.
Oh, hey, Penelope! Hey, you hitting that shit too? Listen, if you start smoking, don't touch any of Grandma's, because I'm counting mine.
Mom, maybe you should just go home.
You too, Dad.
Well, no, hold on, Penelope. I still gotta finish the lesson, okay? So nobody should smoke unless you want to end up like my mom. And believe me, nobody wants that, okay? You're gonna have all kinds of health problems, your teeth are gonna turn yellow, you're gonna get cancer, none of it's good, okay? So just do what the board says, and do not vape. What the fuck is vape?
Electronic cigarettes.
What, electronic? They can do that now? What is it, like an app on your phone? This is what it is? What the fuck? Okay, do I smoke this? Huh. That is fucking delicious. Are you kidding me? This is bad for you? What? I mean, don't do it, obviously, but goddamn, I get it. Okay, I'm gonna bring this back to the police station to investigate.
Oh, great. Now my dad's addicted to vaping.
I am addicted too, but we don't have a vape.
Because you lost mine.
I'm sorry.
No, excuse me, sir.
What is it, officer guy?
Well, apparently the kids are doing this new thing called vaping. It's kind of like an electric cigarette.
An electric cigarette? What kind of liberal pussy shit is that? They should smoke cigarettes like a real man.
Let me see that.
Holy Jesus, that's delicious.
Yeah, I know, sir. It really is.
And this is bad for you?
Yeah, apparently it causes cancer.
Now, what doesn't these days?
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, Simmons, we're just vaping. You want to try?
Should I?
Well, it does cause cancer.
Okay. Who knew cancer would taste so good?
Yeah, it really does. So, I guess we should probably get kids to stop doing this, huh?
Yeah, I guess if it's bad for them, we probably should.
But how are we going to do that, sir? They don't care that it causes cancer. They just keep doing it. So, what do we do to get them to stop vaping?
I suppose you could put a bomb in one of those things. Then when somebody tries to smoke it, it'll blow their face off. That'll really scare the shit out of the rest of them. Then no one's gonna vape after that.
Oh, good thinking, sir. Hey, Simmons. No, Simmons, I want you to put a bomb in this.
Oh, okay. I'll be right back.
Well, good thinking, sir. Once they see one of their classmates die, they're definitely not gonna vape after that.
Here you go, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Simmons.
No, mate! The bomb!
Oh, right, the bomb. Of course. Sorry, silly me. All right, I'm gonna go take this to the school. Wait, hey, no, come on, sir.
All right, class, so I was doing some research on the long-term effects of vaping, and this is a picture of healthy lungs that have never vaped before, and over here is a picture of lungs that have vaped, also known as popcorn lung. So apparently what happens is if you vape and then you eat popcorn, it gets stuck in your lungs. So if you're gonna vape, don't eat popcorn.
Hey, everybody. I'm back from the police station. So we called Harvard, and they said that vaping can cause cancer. But then I said, kids don't get scared by cancer. So then they said, who cares? They might as well just do it anyway. So who wants to vape, huh? It's freshly charged. You'll be cool. Anybody want
to
vape?
Ooh, I want to.
Okay, here, catch.
Oh,
Holy fuck! I thought he had to smoke it first. I mean, look how dangerous they are. You see that? It just blew up when he touched it. That can happen. You know, imagine getting cancer and it also just explodes when you touch it. That's fucking crazy, right? I imagine you get cancer and you lose your face. It's like smoking a firework. You can't smoke a firework. It just blows up right in your face. So that's fucked up, right? Nobody wants to vape after that. Cause I know I'm pretty fucking traumatized by what I just witnessed.
I don't want this vape anymore. Here.
I don't want this fucking thing. Get away from me. You saw that other one explode. I don't want anything to do with that. Imagine you're smoking it and boom, it just blows up right in your face. That's fucked up. I don't want to deal with that, okay? I want nothing to do with that. You guys should not vape because it's super dangerous, okay? Don't vape. Don't smoke. Just eat fucking ice cream. Ice cream doesn't explode. Ice cream doesn't give you cancer. Just eat ice cream.
Ice cream makes you fat, Dad.
I don't care. I'd rather be 300 pounds, sit on my couch watching TV than get cancer and my face explode and all that bullshit. No, fuck that. I don't want that. Fuck it. I mean, it's up to you, but fuck no.
Well, I sure learned my lesson. I'm never gonna vape ever again.
Yeah, you hear that, Junior? I hope you learned your lesson, too. I'm gonna take that as a yes.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. Let's do something fun.
Yeah, let's do something fun.
Hey, guys, have we considered doing something fun?
Something fun.
Well, me and Ken are down for anything.
How about we go to the aquarium, dude?
Oh, yeah, the aquarium would be so fun.
Ken doesn't really like fish.
What?
Yeah, he thinks aquariums are boring. He says you can see most of the same stuff at a pet store.
Dude, they have stingrays!
And sharks!
And he doesn't like the cafeteria at the aquarium. He says the food's really gross, in his opinion.
He can't even eat the food. He's a dog.
And we don't have to eat at the cafeteria at the aquarium. We can eat here.
And he doesn't like the gift shop because he says everything's really overpriced, especially the stuffed octopus, because last time he was there, he really wanted to buy one, but it was too expensive, and his parents got in a really big argument over whether or not they were going to buy it for him, and then the car ride home was really awkward, and I was promised a toy, so it just kind of made my whole day shitty, so I don't want to go. I mean, Ken doesn't want
to
go.
It just sounds like you don't want to go to the aquarium, Cody.
Oh, no, I love aquariums. It's just Ken, I was trying to be nice, but he thinks aquariums are kind of gay. Like, they're lame. He doesn't like it.
Oh, I get it, Cody. You don't want to go to an aquarium because that's where your mom lives because she's a big fat cow.
Ha ha! Nigga!
Wait, Junior, don't you mean a whale?
Thanks for correcting me, Cody. She is a whale. She's a bigger animal, a big fat whale.
Ha ha! You called your mom a whale!
Ha ha! Okay, Cody, we don't have to go to the aquarium because Ken doesn't want to go.
Thank you. Yes.
How about we go see the new Deadpool movie?
Oh, dude, I really want to see it. I love it.
Yeah, I want to see it, too.
Well, Ken's already seen it.
What?
Yeah, Ken already saw it, and he doesn't want to see the same movie twice.
Why do we care what Ken saw?
Yeah, we want to see it. We haven't seen it.
Well, I think we should do something that's fun for everybody.
We could go swimming in my pool.
Me and Ken already went swimming earlier. He doesn't want to.
Jesus. Hey, can I see Ken real quick?
Yeah, sure. I don't know why you want to see him.
He's not going to like this shit.
What am I not going to like about it?
This! Wait, you're right. I didn't like that at all. Get back here! Joseph, get back, please! Joseph, no! Yeah, that dog's eating Ken! Why would you throw him, Joseph?
He's a dog, dude.
He's not a dog, Joseph! Hey, you mutt, give me back my boyfriend! Give me that! Why is there even a rabid dog in this neighborhood?
Oh, man, that's my dog.
What, Michael Vick?
Hey, who else is gonna be? Now come here, you stupid mutt! You save all that fighting for the other dogs.
What? Okay. Junior, look! Joseph threw Ken outside, and he got eaten by one of Michael Vick's rabid dogs, and now he's dead.
Joseph, why would you do that?
Dude, Ken was ruining all the fun, so in order for us to have fun, I had to take action into my own hands and got rid of Ken.
Well, you do know it wasn't Ken that was stopping us from having fun. It was just Cody. He didn't want to do those things.
Nah, dude, Cody wanted to have fun. It was all Ken.
Cody, stop crying. Is there a way we can get a new Ken doll?
Well, first of all, he's not a doll. And also, get a new Ken! That's like if your dad died, they said, why don't you just get a new dad?
I mean, if my dad was a doll, dude.
He's not a doll, Joseph. He's an irreplaceable man.
Oh, Cody, look, the news.
I'm too sad to watch the news. Okay, I'll watch the news, but I'm going to mope the whole time.
Breaking news, MK. There's a big increase of mosquito bitings around the country. Field reporter Steve Stellberger is on the case. Steve?
Hello, I'm Steve Stellberger with the evening news, and I'm just waiting for someone to talk to. Excuse me, citizen. What do you think of all these mosquitoes?
I hate them. They bite me. Why do they do that? What are they for?
True. True that, home slice.
Hey, Cody, isn't that human, Ken?
Yeah, so what?
I mean, yeah, I hit that. I bent that shit over and clapped his fucking cheeks. It was totally mid. No recoil. I wouldn't do that again if you paid me. Well, maybe I would.
Well, why do you invite him over and he could be your new kin?
Yeah, he can actually do stuff. I go to the aquarium.
Oh, he hates the fucking aquarium. And I mean, totally different from how I hate the aquarium because the cafeteria sucks. No, he's all for the animals and shit. He doesn't think they should be locked up like that.
Well, if you invite him over, maybe you could turn him into a toy. Like, do you have a toy ray?
I do have a toy ray. Hold on, let me go get it. Behold, my toy ray.
What?
Well, his name is Ray and he's a toy.
So he's another doll.
Well, yeah, Ray is a doll, but Ken's not.
Okay, so we thought you were talking about a toy gun.
Oh, a toy gun. Yeah, yeah, I got one of those. See? Toy gun. Pew, pew, pew.
No, we thought you were talking about a gun that turns things into toys.
Oh, a toy laser ray gun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got one of those. Look. Behold, the make things into toys laser ray gun. Anything I shoot with this turns into a toy.
So if we got human Ken to come over here and you shot him with it, he would turn into a doll.
Yes.
Ha ha! I knew it! So he is a doll, dude!
No. Hold on. I misspoke. No. If I shoot human Ken with this, he'll just still be a human, but kind of like a hard, plasticky human figurine kind of guy.
In other words, he's a doll, dude! Ha ha!
No. Stop saying that. No, not doll. He's not a doll. No.
Okay, so how do we get human Ken to come to my house?
I don't know. I don't have his number. Oh, I know! Spider-Man!
Spider-Man?
Yeah, we can get Spider-Man over here, and we can tell him that Ken is the Green Goblin, and then he'll come bring Ken here, lay him down on the couch like he did in the movie after he killed Willem Dafoe, and then we'll have him here.
Okay, so how do you get a hold of Spider-Man?
Oh, that's easy. Oh no! Someone killed Uncle Ben! I really wish somebody would come and tell me what great power comes with! Oh, hey, Spider-Man. Oh, we got that. Oh.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, that's right, Spider-Man. Look, we need your help. I think my friend might be the Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin? Where?
We need you to go find him. He's really handsome and he's wearing like a blue shirt and pants.
Okay, I'll go find him.
Thank you.
Is that really Spider-Man?
I don't think so.
Let me go!
Shut up, Green Goblin.
Guys, I don't think that's the same Spider-Man. Sir, what happened to the other Spider-Man?
He got arrested.
Oh, okay. But I just have one more question. Why is there a hole cut out around your dick?
In case I got a pee-pee.
Oh, okay.
What is going on? What am I doing here?
Hold still, I just gotta shoot you with this real quick.
Please. Oh my god, it worked! Ken, I love you so much!
Wait, how'd it work? All you said was pew!
Well, yeah, it runs on imagination, so you have to say pew to make it work, because it's a toy and it makes toys. But I'm so glad Ken's back!
You glad you got your stupid dog back, dude?
He's not an adjective! You're an adjective! Hey, kids, sorry about earlier, I got arrested. You see, what I do is I run a Spider-Man company underground. You know, we do birthday parties, bounty hunting, illegal activities. So, I sent my coworker down here to get you what you needed. His dick was out.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so we wear dickless costumes. They're onesies because the zipper gets stuck and we have to pee. But did my friend get you what you needed?
Yes, he did.
Oh, perfect. So just remember, kids, and you can always thank your friendly local Spider-Man.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, he wants money.
He wants to get paid.
Do you have any money, guys?
I don't have any money.
Yeah, no.
I don't have any money either.
You get paid because I'm
Spider-Man. Oh, how about you shoot him with that gun, and we get a toy Spider-Man.
Oh, good idea.
Whoa, look at that Spider-Man. Why'd you just snatch that shit?
He wants that. He's cool. He's a bobblehead. Look.
Desperate ass.
He's wiggling that shit.
Hey, he's cool. I wanted to show you guys.
He's yeah. Crossless, though.
Oh, I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
No, it's pretty over. You're looking at the garage.
Nah, gay boy.
I'm just trying to stay continuity. He's not the same Spider-Man as behind the couch.
Okay, listen. You know what, Cody? That toy gun is really cool.
I mean, it's kind of cool. It doesn't really shoot anything. The camo's kind of neat. It's got dinosaurs.
No, I meant your toy Ray.
What's cool about him? It's just a guy named Ray. I mean, he is a power bottom.
No, I meant your laser Ray.
My what?
Your toy laser Ray.
Makes sense, Junior.
That!
Oh, my makes things into toys laser ray gun. Why didn't you just say so?
You know, manatees are considered sea cows.
Fucking what?
What?
Well, Junior's joke earlier about your mom being a cow at the aquarium, because you said, don't you mean a whale? But manatees are considered sea cows, and manatees are at the aquarium, so you didn't have to say whale. Get it?
God damn it.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry, why are you here?
Jerry. Oh, why the fuck are you doing this, Jerry? That was 5 minutes ago. No one's even thinking of that joke.
Read the fucking room, dude.
Yeah, we moved on.
Oh. Okay, I'll get him.
Yeah, leave, nigga.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry the couch monster always tries to make jokes funnier than they have to be, and he tries to fix jokes, and he's not a writer. He's not a good writer.
Oh, his ass is a weirdo.
Yeah, we gotta kick him out of the couch.
Oh, definitely.
There's someone at the door. Who's that?
Hello?
Hey there.
Tom Brady!
Yep, it's me, Tom Brady.
What are you doing here, Tom Brady?
Well, me and my son were just driving up to Makeout Point, and then the dang old car broke down. So I was just wondering if I could come in and use your phone to call a tow truck to tow us up to Makeout Point.
Why don't you have a cell phone?
Oh, well, 5G isn't on the TB12 diet.
What?
I don't know. Can I come in?
Why can't I just bring you my cell phone? Why do you have to come in?
Listen, Michael Vick's out here with his dog, and it's scary.
Okay, Brady, come on in.
Okay.
Who's at the door, Junior?
Tom Brady!
Yeah, it was Tom Brady.
So where's your cell phone? I gotta make a call.
Oh, yeah, Tom Brady. Hold on, let me get my cell phone. Cody, you know what'd be really cool? If you shot Tom Brady with your gun and turned him into a toy.
But, Junior, they already make Tom Brady toys. We don't have to turn him into a toy.
I know, but turning the real Tom Brady into an action figure would be so cool.
Junior, turning into a toy is like dying. There's no coming back from that.
Well, he's already retired. He's basically dead.
Hmm, okay, yeah, I guess you're right. Hey, Tom, think fast.
Pew!
Whoa! Tom Brady's a toy now!
Dude, that's pretty sick.
Well, Tom Brady's dead forever. He's never coming back.
I mean, he was gonna unretire anyway.
Yeah, his wife left him and cheated on him with his jiu-jitsu instructor. I don't think he was happy being alive. I think he's happier as a toy.
Yeah, he was going out sad with his old ass.
Yeah.
You know, sea cows and Tom Brady...
Wow, Jerry! Wow, you knocked the toys over.
Oh,
way to go, Jerry!
Bro,
what the hell, Jerry?
Yeah, what the fuck were you gonna say? It was so goddamn important that you knocked the toys out. We gotta set the scene back.
Fucking breath.
It's not important.
Yeah, it wasn't important. Nothing you could say would ever be important. Get out of here. God.
Get a damn hobby.
I fucking hate you.
Jerry, man. I'm not gonna keep coming over if he's here.
I will get him out. I will get him out of the couch.
Please.
I'll tell him to leave. Guys, I'm sorry.
Jerry.
I know. I don't even know why. Guys. Okay, I'll get Jerry out. I promise. But next time you come over, Jerry will be gone.
Over Tom and everything.
Hey, guys!
Old man!
Oh, hey, Jeffy. We're just shooting things with this gun. See, anything you shoot with this gun, it turns into a toy.
Oh, my mommy must have shot a bunch of wee-wees with that toy and put them in the bedside table. Bunch of big black ones.
A lot of women must have do that.
Oh, okay. Well, is there anything you want to shoot and turn into a toy?
Well, you can turn me into a toy and then sell it for a limited time, link in the description.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, move all the stuff off the couch. All right, shoot Jeffy with it.
Here it comes, Jeffy. Pew!
Oh, man, Cody, you turned Jeffy and the red couch into a toy.
Yeah, the louder you say pew, the bigger the blast radius of the toy ray.
Oh, now Jeffy's stuck on the couch forever, but he's like a cool little figurine. And he did say we could sell him for a limited time only.
Yeah, he did. So you can click the link in the description to buy your limited time only Jeffy U2s available for 2 weeks. Buy it now! Now! Right now!
Guys, it's me, Jeffy, and the Jeffy U2s are now available if you go to the link in the description. So get them now before they sell out.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Oh, I am too, Marvin.
What do you guys want for dinner?
I think me and Daddy should get Slurpees.
Ooh, I want a Slurpee.
How would that work?
We're not getting Slurpees for dinner, guys. We need actual food.
Marvin, if you go get Slurpees, can I have a blue one?
Oh, I want mine to be blonde.
I mean, I guess I could get a red one.
Oh, Daddy likes redheads? Hell yeah.
All right, let's go to the gas station, Jeff, and get Slurpees.
The gas station to get Slurpees?
I mean, that's the closest place. We're not going all the way to the movies to get a Slurpee.
You're telling me we can get slurped off at the movie theater? Let's go do that!
Oh, no, we're not going to go spend all that money to watch a movie just to get a Slurpee. Let's just get them at the gas station. They're cheaper.
Okay, Daddy. Whatever you say. You're the expert.
Come on. Remember, I want a blue one.
Daddy, this is not what I had in mind when I said I wanted a Slurpee.
What'd you have in mind?
I wanted strong mouth game from a lot lizard.
That would be $3 for the slushies.
Well, I have exactly $3, so it's my lucky day. Oh, God, you stink.
Give me money.
No, get back, stinktard.
Oh, come on, Daddy, be nice. He needs money, so give him your money.
No, Jeffy, if I give him money, it'll enable him to not have a job.
Well, no, Daddy, put yourself in his shoes. What if you were like him?
Okay, fine. You can have $1.
All of it.
Well, wow. You give a little and they take a lot.
Oh, my God. That was the nicest thing I had ever seen. You know what? You can have the slushies for free, my friend.
You see that, Dad? When you do something nice, you get shit.
Now let's go in the parking lot and see if we can get sucked off.
Oh, I've never had anything free before. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeffy, how's that Slurpee?
Don't you dare call it that, getting my hopes up. This slushy is mediocre at best. The Slurpee that I was expecting would have been tears.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, what was on the road? Dad, look out! What? Was that a body?
It looked like it, Dad.
Okay, let me go see what that is.
Oh, my God, it is a body. Sir?
Where am I?
You're laying in the middle of the road.
How did I get here?
I have no idea, but I can call an ambulance or the cops.
Maybe you could give me a ride home.
Oh, give you a ride home? I only have 2 seats in my car.
You have seats in the back, Daddy.
Oh, you piece of shit. Get in the car, Jeffy.
Come on, Daddy. Do the right thing.
Okay, listen. I can give you a ride to your house, but you have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Slushies.
You have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, come on. You can sit in the back.
All right, everybody in the car?
Yes, sir.
No.
Jeffy, you are in the car.
Well, I'm a liar, so.
All right, let's get going.
Maybe we could have turned on some music. Possibly the radio?
Oh, yeah, I'll turn that on for you.
I'll turn it on for you.
No, I was getting to it.
No, you weren't, Jeffy.
Yes, I was.
How'd that?
Oh, very nice. I like this fish.
All right, let's go, guys. Bodies hit the float. Bitch, bodies hit the float. Have him swimming
in his blood while he crawling on the float. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, we are home.
Oh, wow. That's a big house.
Thanks.
My daddy doesn't make the house payment, and we're on the verge of eviction.
Jeff, do not tell people our personal business. Okay, so I'm going to take my wife and her blue Slurpee.
Slushy.
Her blue slushy. So I'm going to leave you guys in the car, okay? So, Jeffy, you keep an eye on him. Do not leave him alone in the car, okay?
Okay.
No, swear to me you will not leave this car.
Dang, I swear on your life I will not leave this car.
Okay, good.
All right, Bing Bong, so check it. I got to use the bathroom, so you stay right here, okay?
Okay, I will stay right here.
Promise me you will not leave this car.
I promise I will not leave this car. All
right, cool. I'm out this bitch.
Oh, not my problem.
All right, baby, here's your blue Slurpee.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, but it's a little melted.
Yeah, it was a long story, so I'm at the gas station, and this homeless guy asked me for money, and I say, ew.
Marvin, that's not very nice.
I know, Jeffy said it wasn't nice, so Jeffy tells me to give the homeless guy money, so I give the homeless guy money, and the gas station attendant thinks we're so nice, he gives us the Slurpees for free.
Aw, that's great, Marvin.
Yeah, so it felt good doing something nice, so I'm on the drive home, and I see this Asian man laying in the road.
What?
Yeah, and so I get out of my car, and he asks if I can give him a ride home. So I'm like, sure, because I want to do something nice, because maybe something nice will come from that. So the Asian man is sitting in the car with Jeffy right now.
Wait, what, Marvin? You left him alone with an Asian guy that you don't know?
Okay, the Asian guy is like 80 years old, and he just needs a ride home, and I have Jeffy watching him. Everything's fine.
But what if something bad happens to Jeffy?
Nothing bad will happen to Jeffy.
What's up, Daddy?
Jeffy, you swore on my life you would not leave the car.
Well, it looks like you're fucked.
What, Jeffy, you really left that Asian guy in the car with it running?
No, Daddy, he's going to the bathroom right now.
Okay, good. I thought you left him in the car. I didn't want him to steal my car.
Yeah, that'd be fucked.
Marvin, I don't know how I feel about a stranger in the house.
Listen, he's like 80 years old. He's just using the bathroom. He doesn't even know where he's at. So look, I'm just going to get him real quick, and I'm going to take him to his house.
What if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese? Can I go?
He doesn't live at Chuck E. Cheese.
How do you know? Were you in the car? Did you talk to him? Because I talked to him, and he told me he lived at Chuck E. Cheese.
He does not live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ask him. Which bathroom is he in?
That one.
Okay, I'm going to go see.
Hey, excuse me, buddy. I know you're using the bathroom in there, but my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true? You live at Chuck E. Cheese? I'm coming in. I just want to know if you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom!
Yeah, the other bathroom!
Oh, okay. Hey, my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true?
Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom either!
The other one!
Okay. Oh, he better be in this one.
Jesus Christ! Privacy, donkey!
Sorry, Jeffy told me that there was an Asian man in here.
What? No, donkey, but since you're in here, would you like to wipe?
No, I'm not gonna wipe.
Alright, cross the cross.
Jeffy, he is not in any of the bathrooms.
Maybe he finished. Something I didn't get to do trying to get a Slurpee at the gas station. My balls are as blue as mommy's drink.
Jeffy, seriously, he's not in any of the bathrooms. Where is he?
Well, he did say he was hungry.
So he could be in the kitchen, but if he lived at Chuck E. Cheese, why would he be hungry?
I don't know. Maybe the pizza's not good. Maybe we should try it. Maybe we should go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, listen, I'm going to go check the kitchen. If he's not in there, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, this SpaghettiOs smells delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm looking for someone.
Hey, Marvin, my SpaghettiOs man. Look who came inside, everybody. A hungry, hungry hippo. Hey, you want a scoop of SpaghettiOs? I know you hungry. You ain't ate in days.
Oh, wait. Big bowl, small bowl. Which one are you? You're a big bowl boy, ain't you?
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
I'll go ahead and feed you some SpaghettiOs. You starving, boy.
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
You don't want any more scoops? How can you turn that Chef Pee-Pee SpaghettiOs? What the hell is wrong with you?
Listen, have you seen an 80-year-old Asian man walking around the kitchen?
What the fuck?
No. Where would he be?
Listen, I picked up this Asian man and I let him in the house to use the bathroom.
Why would you let him in the house and just leave him wandering around in the house? That's stupid.
Well, listen, I can't find him and I didn't know if you saw him.
No, I have not seen an Asian man walking around here. I definitely would have noticed him with chopsticks, Marvin. Look, if you left a random man walking around in the house, you better call the police. He could be stealing something out of a trash can or something.
Oh, you're right. If I can't find him, he's probably trying to grab all our valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know how my kitchen appliances are.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go call the cops.
Thank you, God.
Oh, man. I guess I'm going to have to call the cops.
What? Why?
Because he's not in any of the bathrooms. He's not in the kitchen.
Well, did he go back to the car?
Maybe he went back to the car after he used the bathroom.
I'll go check for you, Daddy.
Yeah, Jeffy, can you go downstairs and check and see if he went back to the car?
Sure, Daddy. I'll do that. I wouldn't want you walking down all those stairs with your old knees.
Oh, okay, just let me know if he's in there. I really hope he went back to the car.
Nope, not here.
Ooh, Jeffy, was he out there?
No.
What, you swear he was out there?
I swear, Daddy, he was not outside.
What, you swear to me earlier and you lied.
No, Daddy, this time I'm not even playing. I swear he was not outside.
Oh, my God, so if he's not back in the car, that means he's somewhere in the house. He's probably stealing shit or maybe he's trying to be a squatter. Maybe he's in the attic. Okay, that's it. I am calling the cops. Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, so I kind of have a really, really weird issue.
Well, you know, when you get to be our age, that just kind of happens. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, you know, it just doesn't work as good as it used to. I mean, they make pills for that, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
That's not my issue.
Oh, well, me neither. What's your problem?
Okay, so it's kind of a long story.
Oh, I don't have time for long stories. I didn't take my ADHD medicine today, so keep it short.
Okay, so how do I make this short? So I was at the gas station and I gave this homeless guy money, and then I got in my car.
Who threw that?
What?
Who drew that on the doorframe?
That was Jeffy.
Oh, why did he do that?
It was like in his first video.
His first video?
Or like the remake.
Oh.
Listen, I was at the gas station, yeah. And I gave, okay, I'm trying to make it short. A homeless guy money give.
Okay, this is much better. I can follow this.
Yeah, car road guy pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, long story short, there's an 80-year-old Asian man lost in my house.
Okay, I actually might want to hear the long version because I have a lot of questions. I feel like you left out some important details.
Okay, so I'm driving in the car, and I see this Asian man laying in the road. And I ask him if he's okay. He needs me to take him to his house, but I need to drop the Slurpees off. So I go inside to drop the Slurpees off, and then he gets lost in my house.
So let me see if I have this right. You just got a stranger off the street, and you let him into your house, and you just lost track of him?
I did not let him in my house. I left him in the car. My son let him in the house because he had to use the bathroom.
Okay, still, he ended up in your house.
Yes, but listen, I just thought he had to use the bathroom. Now I can't find him. Now he's lost.
Okay, well, this doesn't really sound like an emergency. This sounds like you're a sore loser at hide and seek.
Well, no, I don't want him hiding in my house. I've checked all the bathrooms. I've checked the kitchen. He's literally nowhere, and he's 80 years old, so I know he can't fit in any tight places.
Oh, yep, you're right. I mean, squeezing into things is a young man's game. I just don't know what you want me to do that you haven't done.
Well, you're a cop. You're better at looking for things, so I thought maybe you could look around the house. You guys find drugs, and you guys find bombs.
I will come in for a few minutes, okay? I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to come in.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The cops, because I called them.
Oh, what's he doing?
Looking for the missing Asian guy.
What missing Asian guy? Oh, that guy! I forgot!
What? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Look what I found!
You found him?
Dinner!
Wait, you didn't find the Asian guy?
Nope, but what I did find is a big-ass bowl of SpaghettiOs.
Wait, no, you're supposed to be looking for the Asian guy!
Look, I looked all over this house. He's not here, okay?
Well, did you look in the attic?
Danny, why is the police officer man eating SpaghettiOs out of my poop bowl?
Poop bowl?
Yeah, it's the bowl I poop in. I keep it beside my bed because sometimes at night when I'm lazy and I don't want to go to the bathroom, I just pull my pants down, shit off the side of the bed into this bowl. And then sometimes when I'm really lazy, I just shit in my hand and just drop it into the bowl.
All right, he's not in the attic, so I'm going to get back to my...
I wouldn't eat out of that bowl.
Oh, yeah? Because you want all the SpaghettiOs to yourself, huh? Well, not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
How does that taste, buddy?
Tastes kind of weird, honestly.
Yeah, like poop?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, listen, if we can't find him, what does that mean?
It means he's not here.
Okay, well, you checked the attic, you checked all around the house. Is there a chance that maybe he walked back outside and laid back in the road?
Yes, that's probably exactly what happened.
Okay, good.
Good, yeah. Hold on, I'm getting a call. It's my work phone.
Why does your phone look like that?
They don't want us texting. Hello? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ugh, all right, bye. Ugh, my wife's making meatloaf for dinner, so I'm gonna keep eating these SpaghettiOs. What? Now I'm getting a call on my walkie-talkie. Is it Spider-Man?
Attention all units, all units. There's a high-speed chase, an old Asian man driving a black Camaro. Proceed with caution.
Whoa, you guys hear that? There's a black Camaro in a high-speed chase being driven by an Asian man. Well, he can't be your Asian man, because that guy didn't have a car. But anyway, I'm gonna go join that chase. But I am gonna take these with me.
What?
If I go look in that fucking driveway, is my black Camaro there?
Yeah.
You fucking swear.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if it's not?
No, it is.
It fucking better be there.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, I'm a liar. I lied.
Jeffy.
I know. I'm a stinker. Be you.
Where the fuck is he?
Hiding.
Oh, where is he? Jeff, you come out right now.
I don't want you to hit me.
Oh, I'm doing way more than hitting you. I'm going to beat your fucking ass. There you are.
Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
You guys want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh my God, yes!
Oh, dude, is it like Fast and Furious? I love racing movies.
Yeah, I want to watch a drag race movie.
No, it's a fashion show about drag queens.
It's men who dress up like women.
Oh, dude, I'm out. I didn't sign up for this.
Joseph, you said you needed help with that thing. I'm coming.
Junior, come sit back down.
Yeah, don't worry, Junior. You're going to love it.
RuPaul's Drag Race! That drag badass! RuPaul's Drag Race! Yes, drag badass!
Hello, welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race. It's me, RuPaul. We're down to our grand finale and the last two contestants. Let's meet them. Our first contestant is Dixie Tucker.
Where is she tucking it? I wonder.
Our second contestant is Tasha Salad.
Oh my God, my favorite dressing is balsamic. Or balsucket.
Ooh, I don't know who should win, Dixie or Tasha.
I hope Tasha wins. She was the underdog this season.
Who do you think's gonna win, Junior?
Huh?
Who do you think is hot?
Those are dudes, right?
Well, yeah, who do you think's gonna win?
Win what? What,
the competition. Which one do you think's the better woman?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'll ask you after they do their thing.
Now, these two lovely ladies are going to have a dance-off to see who's going to be crowned the next drag superstar. Come on, ladies, dance! Oh, I've seen enough. Oh, RuPaul has made her decision. The next drag superstar is... Superstar. Well, oh, you deserve it. Dixie Tucker, sashay away.
Hey, I can't believe I lied.
Hey, Tasha won.
Oh my God, yes! Junior, do you think she deserved it?
Yeah, was she hot enough to win?
That's a dude, though, right?
Yeah, we told you it was, but is she hot, though?
She's not a...
Come on, Junior, you can say it.
Yeah, we're not gonna make fun of you.
I don't...
Junior, if you think she's hot, just say so. It's okay.
Junior, it's just between us. Who are we gonna tell?
I mean, she, I...
Gay!
Oh my God, Junior, why don't you go marry her?
What?
We told you she was a dude. I'm gonna go tell Chef Phoebe.
Don't tell Chef Phoebe you today!
Cooking up the brownies!
Shapeebee.
What?
Junior.
Yes.
We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's this drag queen named Tasha Salad, and Junior said she was hot.
It's not true, Chef Pee-Pee.
Gay boy! You a gay boy.
No, I just said she was I.
You like boy booty and I.
Booty boy.
No, I know. I was just saying it because I didn't want to be homophobic.
Nah, you just a booty diver.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Relax, Junior. I was just yanking your crank.
Junior, you don't have to cry about it.
But you guys baited me into thinking that guy was hot.
It's okay. I'm gay.
I wish I had a TV show like RuPaul.
What would your TV show even be about?
I don't know. Like giving makeovers to homeless people or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah, we could call it Extreme Homeless Makeover.
Oh my god, I love that name.
Why would you give a homeless person a makeover? They're just going to end up being stinky again.
Well, Junior, they need makeovers more than anybody. That's why they can't get jobs, because they're so dirty and stinky. But if we give them a makeover, they could actually pass a job interview.
Do you think we could record it and upload on YouTube and get millions of views and make millions of dollars?
Junior, I think we can help homeless people.
We would be helping the homeless people because we'd be giving them a makeover. In return, we get views and money.
Well, I kind of just wanted to do it to help the homeless people.
Cody, I don't think you guys are understanding me. We're going to be helping the homeless people, but we're going to be making some profit by doing it.
Junior, I don't think we should profit off of homeless people.
Listen, we have to make a profit somehow. Everyone makes money in this world. There's a business and doing things. And listen, guys, we're going to do it. Okay, let's start doing it.
Okay, but how are we going to do that? We're just kids.
I have a camera.
Wow, you read my mind.
I have a camera. I'll record you guys giving the homeless guy a makeover, and I'll upload it. I'll manage the channel and the money and everything else, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm going to grab my camera. Let's go find a homeless guy.
Okay.
Guys, there's a smelly bum right here.
Junior, don't call him that.
Okay, I'm recording.
Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to my...
Welcome to my crib. Is this cardboard box made of cardboard?
Mr. Homeless Guy, you're on camera. We are doing a makeover show.
Oh, hi, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Can we give you a makeover so that you can make money and get a job?
I pooped in my britches.
Which is why we're going to give you a makeover.
My butt's itchy. You gonna wipe me, lady?
We're gonna give you a makeover. Come on, let's go.
Okay, Mr. Homeless Guy, sit down over here.
Why didn't you guys put a towel before you sat down? Now my couch is gonna smell bad.
Junior, don't say that.
This whole thing is stupid.
What's wrong, Junior?
We're doing this whole thing wrong, Cody.
Well, what's wrong about it?
The homeless guy hasn't cried yet.
Well, why would he cry?
Because he's supposed to be so grateful we're gonna give him a makeover. He starts bawling his eyes out. That's what people on YouTube want to see. Someone being grateful and crying. When Mr. Beast gives out a card, they cry.
Well, we're not giving him a car. We're just offering him a makeover. And as far as he knows, we might be lying.
This whole thing's dumb.
Is someone ever wipe my stinky ass or what?
Oh, my God. He's missing an ear!
Ugh, and he smells like shit.
See, that's what you gotta say on camera. People gotta feel bad for him from being so gross.
But Junior, that's mean!
Look, we're gonna restart and do it my way. So look, we're gonna say that we found the homeless guy and we brought him on the couch. Go!
Hi everyone! So we found this homeless guy outside and we brought him inside to give him a makeover! Cody's gonna go and clean him up.
What, me? Why me?
Yeah, Cody, go on outside and hose him down.
Hose him down? That's not gonna be a good look for the channel. Why don't we just let him take a shower?
We're not letting that gross piece of shit in my bathroom. He's gonna make my bathroom smell bad.
But Junior, I hope you know you can't keep any of this in the video.
I'll edit it out. Look, go outside and hose him down. And Penelope, say we'll cut to these messages.
We'll cut after these messages.
All right, go hose him down, Cody.
My butt's squishy.
Come on. Okay, we're back.
I'm back. No, take a banana tuna, some shady.
Well, he looks a lot better.
Yeah, I tried to clean all the dirt and shit off of him the best I could with just the hose and no soap.
He still hasn't cried?
No.
Mr. Homeless Guy, can you please cry for us?
I haven't cried since my friend Chuckles the Squirrel died.
Well, can you think back to when Chuckles the Squirrel died and cry?
Who's Chuckles the Squirrel?
You just said he's your friend that died.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, we need you to cry, so if you cry, I'll give you a chalupa from Taco Bell.
Wah, I want a chalupa.
No, don't cry yet. You have to cry after Penelope talks to you. Then you get the chalupa. All right, and go.
Junior, I don't think this is a good
idea. Do it!
Okay. Mr. Homeless Guy, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
Wah, give me a chalupa.
No, you don't mention the chalupa yet. Listen, after you say you're happy about your bath, that's when you get your chalupa.
I say that, and I get a chalupa.
Yes.
In my mouth.
Yes.
Sour cream.
There is sour cream on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
All right, Mr. Homeless Man, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
No, hey, back off. You don't get the chalupa yet.
I want a chalupa.
You don't get the chalupa until you say you're happy about your bath.
Well, I'm happy. Give me a chalupa, chalupa man.
Okay, have it.
Junior, he just called you Chalupy Man. Aren't people going to wonder what that's about?
We'll name the channel Chalupy Man.
No, Junior. Cody and I already named it. It's Extreme Homeless Makeover.
I guess you can have your chalupa now. Listen, I'm doing what's best for the channel. Look, now give him his full makeover so we can cut to the end and he can look all nice, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy that chalupa.
No.
All right, Junior, I'm all done.
All right, guys, say it with me. Move that box.
Ta-da!
Chalupa.
Oh, wow, he looks so good. Tell us what you did to make him look good.
Okay, so I shaved his beard, and I put that hair on top of his head to cover up his bald spot, and then I brushed his teeth, and I put some blush on his cheeks to give him color, and then I put him in a suit.
So how are you feeling, homeless man?
I feel good.
All right, looks like we did a good job. So, guys, if you want to see us take care of more homeless people and give them makeovers, subscribe to our channel and give us a bunch of money. The end. All right, Cody, you can throw him back on the street. We're done.
We can't just throw him back onto the street.
We used him for what we needed. We gave him a makeover, and we gave him a chalupa so he can leave now.
Well, I guess he does look better.
So please escort the homeless guy out of the house.
Okay, come on.
I love you, Chalupa Man. I'll never forget you.
All right, out you go. I hope you have a good life.
I love you.
Sorry, buddy.
Wah, I want another chalupa.
So did you let Stinky back out in the wild?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, I'm about to edit the video so we can be millionaires.
You're going to have to do a lot of damn editing. You said some terrible things.
But they were all true.
We're only going to have like 2 minutes of usable footage.
News!
Breaking news, MK. Billionaire and owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan, has been kidnapped and a ransom note was found at his house. Cops are investigating now.
Hey, that kind of looks like the homeless guy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Guys?
What?
Don't be mad, but I wasn't recording.
Junior!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought I pressed the recording button, but I guess I was just holding the camera.
Junior, you had one job!
I thought I pressed the record button. I'm sorry, guys. Look, we can always go find another homeless guy.
Well, to make us all feel better, we did do it for free. We helped a homeless guy.
But I only wanted to do it if we were going to make money, Cody.
Chalupa! Someone give me a chalupa! Chalupa car.
Oh, my God, Mr. Shahid Khan, is that you? We've been looking all over for you.
I want a chalupa.
Oh, of course. You must be starving. Those kidnappers probably didn't feed you. Just get in the car, sir. We'll get you somewhere safe.
Can I have some chalupas?
Yeah. We'll get you a lot of chalupas. Come on.
Junior, we're not finding another homeless guy.
We have to go do it again because we need the footage to make money. We have to make a profit.
Oh, look, the news again.
Breaking news, MK. Billionaire Shahid Khan has been found walking around the streets asking for chalupas. Police say he's a little disoriented, but he is now at home recovering.
Oh, great. The billionaire's safe when there's millions of starving people in the world.
What do you think the homeless guy's doing right now?
He's not doing as good as that billionaire is.
Oh, my God. You're so sexy and rich and hot and rich.
Haha, money, chalupas.
Well, I'm really glad we got you home safe, sir. I guess now we can rip up this ransom note now that we don't have to pay all that money.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, let's watch some cartoons.
Oh, yeah, let's watch SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
But the earlier seasons, those are the better ones.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah, okay, guys, we can watch that. Just don't tell my parents.
What? Why?
Well, I'm not allowed to watch SpongeBob because my parents say it's too inappropriate.
Too inappropriate? It's SpongeBob.
Dude, it's just a cartoon.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Yeah, see, they don't like any of that. They think it's real, and they don't like that he's down there doing all that. Oh, and they also don't like that he steals women's underwear in that one episode.
Oh, dude, it's my favorite episode.
It's a really good episode. And it turns out Mr. Krabs steals his own mom's underwear.
Nasty.
Yeah, and that's the first episode they saw, so they think that's all he does, is there's just a real sponge on the bottom of the ocean that steals women's underwear.
Oh. Well, that's kind of lame. He's a goofy goober.
Yeah, they don't like that either. They don't like that he got drunk on ice cream. And they're not even mad that he got drunk. It's just that they're mad that there's alcoholic ice cream on the bottom of the ocean. They don't like any of that.
Okay, well, we won't tell your parents that you're watching SpongeBob.
Okay, sure, let's watch it. Check this out.
Oh, don't cry, bro. Daddy's gonna make it all right.
I just don't understand why nobody wants to do the whack with me.
I'll figure it out. SpongeBob, get in here, me boy.
Yes, Mr. Krabs?
I need you to do me a favor.
What is it, Mr. Krabs?
You see, me beautiful daughter Pearl, well, she'd be lonely, and she's never been with a man, so I need you to,
make her a Krabby Patty.
No! I need you to toss me daughter salad.
But we don't serve salad at the Krusty Krab.
No, I need you to, butter her biscuit.
We don't serve biscuits either. Ay, 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 ay.
Ah! Mr. Krabs, can I have a job? Patrick, just who I was looking for. Of course he can have a job. I need you to, jump me daughter's bones.
You need me to beat up a skeleton?
No, I need you to give her your sea cucumber, me boy.
But I already ate half of it.
Ugh. Mr. Squidward, get in here.
What, Mr. Krabs? I'm about to go on break. I need you to do something with that nose of yours.
Oh, I love SpongeBob.
He's hilarious.
See, this is what my parents were talking about. It's inappropriate.
There's nothing inappropriate about that, Cody. That's funny. That's just a cartoon.
Yeah, dude, that's humor. Laugh.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa, guys, look, shut up.
Try the new SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal at Wendy's.
Wow, look at that goober box.
Only for a limited time only.
Dude, we have to get that. Oh, my God, Cody, you see the Krabby Patty meal?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea.
It's an awesome idea. I want a SpongeBob goober box.
Dude, I want a goober box. I'm the ultimate goober.
No, I'm a goofy goober.
I'm a goofy goober.
I'm the goofiest goober.
I'm the super goober.
I'm the goofiest goober, goober, goofy.
No way. I'm the goofiest goober. I'm a goober, goober, goober.
I'm a goober.
Guys, you're both goofy goobers.
Thank you.
We tried our best.
All right, so let's get Chef Phoebe to take us to the Gooberville.
You mean Wendy's?
Yeah. Chef Peepee, get in here!
What do you brats want?
We're not brats, Chef Peepee, we're goobers.
Well, what do you goobers want?
Can you take us to Wendy's so we can get the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
No, I'm not taking you to Wendy's.
But Chef Peepee, we want to know what the SpongeBob Krabby Patty tastes like.
Look, I'll go to Wendy's myself and get your stupid Krabby Patty meal. Look, I just like to drive alone in the car where I don't have to hear brats screaming in my ears.
Goobers.
Well, goobers, damn it!
Okay, so get 3 Krabby Patty meals from Wendy's.
Okay, fine. I'll get your stupid Krabby Patty meals.
Guys, what do you think the Krabby Patty's gonna taste like?
It's probably just gonna be like a normal Dave single.
Who the hell is Dave?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what they call their burger at Wendy's. It's just like a regular burger.
It's not gonna be a regular burger, Cody. It's gonna be a Krabby Patty. The whole life, everyone's whole life, they wanna know what a Krabby Patty tastes like. It's gonna taste like a Krabby Patty.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be pretty epic. Ooh, what if they have jelly on it like that one episode?
Oh, Cody, do you think they have jellyfish jelly on the Krabby Patty?
No, they didn't show that. It just looked like a normal burger.
Ooh, what about the pickles underneath?
Oh, when I take a bite of mine, I'm gonna hide the pickles under my tongue, and I'm gonna go, still no pickles. It's like bubble bath.
Well, this is, I'm really glad you guys are excited. I love that for you guys.
No, it's going to be so fun. And the pineapple frosty.
Oh, yes. All right, Junior, here's your Krabby Patty meals.
Chef Phoebe, what the fuck?
What did I do wrong?
Did you order the Krabby Patty meals?
Yes, it's right here. They're in the bags. What are you talking about?
Chef Phoebe, these are just a regular Wendy's bag. Where's the SpongeBob with the goober box?
What the hell? No goober box. It's in the bag. Your Krabby Patty meals are in the bag. I got what you asked.
I think you ordered the wrong thing. I don't think you ordered the Krabby Patty meal.
No, I got exactly what you asked. I said to the lady at the window, get me the Krabby Patty meals. 3 of them.
But there's no goober box. Where's the SpongeBob? Hey, there's no SpongeBob on the bag. How would anyone know this is a Krabby Patty meal? There's nothing that says SpongeBob. Cody, do you see anything that says SpongeBob?
No, it just looks like Wendy's.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. They didn't offer a goober box. I just got the meals that you asked, okay?
Okay, I'm the bitch at the drive-thru. Thank you for choosing Wendy's. Would you like to try a SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Yes, please. Can I have 3 of them?
Okay, and would you like the goober, super goober box?
What the hell? No, they didn't offer a goober box, Junior!
So you're telling me she handed you this brown fucking bag at the drive-thru and you said, yep, that's acceptable to me. That is a Krabby Patty meal.
Yeah, that's what you will put a meal in, a damn brown bag, yes.
But it's not supposed to be in a brown bag. On the commercial, right, Cody, it showed a SpongeBob goober box.
Yeah, it looked kinda cool, yeah.
Yeah, there was supposed to be SpongeBob on the box, his SpongeBob's face, supposed to be SpongeBob fry holders. Supposed to be SpongeBob.
Well, look, nigga, I don't work at Wendy's. I got the meal. Look, just eat it, okay?
Yeah, why don't we just eat the goddamn burger?
Okay, please eat the damn burger.
Okay, I'll eat the Krabby Patty. This is not a Krabby Patty. Guys, what the fuck?
Dude, this was not made with love.
Yeah, like I said, this is just a regular old Dave single.
Good. What the fuck?
Whoa, Junior, calm down.
I'm not gonna calm down. What the fuck is this?
Dude, that's a fair crash shot, because what the hell is this?
You're telling me for years and years and years, people want to know what a Krabby Patty tastes like, and finally SpongeBob gives the right to the Krabby Patty to a fucking fast food restaurant, and they give it to bomb-ass, fuck-ass Wendy's, and this is what they do? Like, this is what they do? Like, Cody, be honest. Be real. If you were a regular person walking by and you saw this, do you think it's a SpongeBob meal? Does anything say SpongeBob?
No, actually. It just looks like Wendy's.
Does anything say Krabby Patty?
No. The only thing I would question is maybe
the drink, but that's mostly because it looks gross. It looks like they mixed it wrong.
Wendy's didn't fucking try. Like, they seriously didn't try. Look, there's no SpongeBob wrapping paper on the burger. There's no SpongeBob fry holder. There's no SpongeBob box. In the commercial, they showed a SpongeBob box. I don't get no SpongeBob box. I don't get no goober box.
Bro, I do not feel like a damn goober. I'm not a pressed-ass goober.
I do not feel like a goofy-ass goober. They literally did not try. Like, how do you not try? Look at this. That's a square patty. In the SpongeBob show, it's a circle patty. But that's a square patty. Why, Cody?
Well, maybe they were thinking because SpongeBob's pants are square, the patty should be...
Fuck off, Cody!
I don't know.
Ass! That's ass! No! Not one episode of the fucking patty square. And if they are, then I'm sorry for not being fact-checked. But swear to God, they're usually circle. Why did they not go to McDonald's? Why did SpongeBob not go to McDonald's? There's no way fuck Wendy's has more money than McDonald's.
Man, McDonald's is superior. They're the PS5 of all fast foods.
Yeah, PS5, I guess.
Yeah, PS5. Yeah. Top tier.
Okay. Well, then Wendy's is the Sega Genesis of fast food.
Yeah, Sega ass nigga.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a bad concept. Back on track. Main point is Wendy's did not give two fucks. Wendy said, "We really need money. SpongeBob, please let us fucking advertise your Krabby Patty." And this is some bum ass shit right here. This is some bum shit. You know McDonald's? They did the adult Happy Meal and they had the box and every, you know, Happy Meals, McDonald's Happy Meals, every week they change out those fucking toys. Yeah. And you know what they could have done? If SpongeBob would have went to McDonald's, there would have been the actual like Krabby Patty like box and there would have been a Krusty Krab box and there would have been a SpongeBob toy and a Squidward toy and a Patrick toy and a Mr. Krabs toy, and there probably would have been a Plankton toy. And if you got the Plankton toy, your fucking Krabby Patty was missing. That'd be so cool. Everyone would be like, "Oh man, I hope my Krabby Patty's missing. Oh, I hope it. I want the Plankton fucking toy."
I would have definitely got it.
Man, it's so stupid. Like, and you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? There's no sesame seed bun. In the Krabby Patty formula, there's a sesame seed bun. But you know what does have a sesame seed bun? A Big Mac at McDonald's. McDonald's has all the fucking ingredients. You give it to Wendy's? What the fuck? What the fuck is this? Literally, square. No fucking rapping, no try, no effort. Come on, I'm suing. I'm gonna sue. I'm gonna hire a lawyer, and I'm gonna fucking sue Wendy's for false advertising. Cause there's no fucking Krabby Patty meal. You can't just fucking make a regular goddamn Day's fucking single and put mayonnaise on it and say it's a fucking Krabby Patty. It's some bullshit, Cody. It's some fucking bullshit. Say it's not.
It is bullshit.
That's some bullshit. I want to be a goofy ass fucking goober.
Yeah, me too.
I was so happy for the goober meal. This is goober my ass.
Hey there, somebody call a lawyer?
I did.
Oh, you kids enjoying some Wendy's?
Enjoying is the opposite word I'm experiencing.
Oh, what's wrong? Did you find a finger in your food or something?
I actually would have rather found a finger in my food. That would have been fucking cool. I've been like, ooh, I got the zombie meal because it's close to Halloween, but no, that's not it.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, I have a question for you. If you had to guess what we ordered from Wendy's, what would you guess?
Well, I'd say probably a number one, you know, just a Dave single, pretty standard stuff.
What would you do if I told you that this is actually the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Is it good?
Well, I mean, you look at it. I mean, do you see anything SpongeBob? Do you see any Krabby Patties?
Well, now that you mention it, no, it doesn't say anything SpongeBob on it.
That's why I want to sue Wendy's for false advertising, because apparently this is the Krabby Patty Krusty Krab Goober meal, and there's literally no SpongeBob, no nothing, and that's false advertising. That's fucked up. That is fucked up they can do that.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go on TikTok and do some research, and I'll get back to you.
Oh, I hope we have a case.
Hey, kid, so I found these videos on TikTok of people who maybe got the experience you were looking for. See, this guy's got the box and, like, a cup there. Is that what you wanted?
What? He got the goober box! How'd you get the goober box?
I don't know, but it does seem like a few people got it. See, he's got the fry box.
What? Joseph, look at him! He's got the Goofy Goober box!
Dude, I want the Goofy Goober box!
Wait a minute. Oh, hell no. Chef Pee-Pee ordered the wrong fucking thing. I knew he didn't order the right thing.
He's a damn idiot.
Chef Pee-Pee, get your ass in here now.
Jeez, don't you ever call my name like that again or I'll beat your fuck ass.
Well, maybe I'm not a stupid-ass dumb chef like you because you definitely did not order the Krabby Patty meal, Chef Pee-Pee.
Yes, the hell I did. What are you talking about?
Well, look at these TikToks. Look, these people got the goober box. Look, these people got the SpongeBob box. Look, that SpongeBob's face on a box. Why are they having a goober time? Why am I not a goober?
I don't know. Look, I can't control what the lady hands me, okay?
Well, I just don't understand. Because you swear on your life that you ordered three Krabby Patty meals.
Yes, I did. I ordered exactly what you told me to order, three Krabby Patty meals.
Then why the hell did they hand us these bum-ass brown bags and these people have the goober boxes, these people have the Krabby Patty meals?
I don't know, Junior. It's out of my hands.
Hey, I'd just like to point out that even if they gave you the right box, that's still the product you would have gotten, and that's not a Krabby Patty.
It's not a Krabby Patty, but, you know, I would have felt a little bit better if I opened up a SpongeBob box and could have kept the box and could have said, oh, this is so cool. Honestly, it probably would have tasted differently if it came in a SpongeBob box. So I still want to sue.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, I hate Wendy's. I fucking hate them.
I fucking hate you.
So what is all this about?
Well, you see, I have a client in Florida that wants to sue you because he's disappointed with his Krabby Patty meal. See, he didn't get the special box or the packaging or any of that, and the burger just doesn't even look like a Krabby Patty.
I understand.
Do you mind if I put in?
Ronald, what are you
doing here?
I came to watch the shit show. I mean, wow. Just wow. You really screwed the pooch on this one, Wendy. I mean, you had a layup with Michael freaking Jordan on your team, and you decided to shoot the half-court shot? Let me tell you how I would have
done. Oh, here we go.
Hush. Firstly, every single meal would come with a Krusty Krab-shaped box.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Don't encourage him.
Hush! You open that shit up, and you pull out a Krabby Patty. I'm talking a double quarter patty with cheese meal. Sesame seed bun is shit. Every meal would come with their own kelp fries. Just normal fries. Who gives a shit? And every meal would come with the Diet Dr. Kelp. Dr. Pepper. And we would forget it every single time for the joke.
Listen,
you don't know what that is.
Frosties are delicious.
Frosties. Yeah, they're delicious and you like the taste of piss.
Ugh.
You tell me, what episode of SpongeBob did he ever sell a pineapple Frosty?
There isn't one.
There isn't one. And let's talk about the toys. Every McDonald's meal will come with a toy. Do you know what that is?
No.
No, she doesn't. Unless you're talking about the toys in the bedside dresser. I'm talking Mr. SpongeBob Square Box. I'm talking Squiddy, Mr. Crab, Plankton, all those toys. And if you get the Plankton meal, you don't get a burger because he stole it. And they wouldn't care. They'd be happy because they got the toy. And then they'd have to go back to McDonald's and buy another meal.
Do you see how ridiculous this is? He doesn't even know the names of the characters.
Yeah. I don't know the names of the characters. Anyway, you go talk to Nickelodeon, and you tell them when they want it done right, Daddy's right here, baby.
Please, whatever you do, go to Burger King first.
Burger King, my ass! That's all. That's all.
Listen, tell your client we're going to get these boxes and bags and everything out to our clients and our restaurants as soon as possible. So just please don't do anything with him. Please, he's an asshole. I can't stand him.
Okay, I'll let him know. Hey, so Wendy says give him a few weeks and they might have some goober boxes.
That's going to be so stupid. Everyone else has already been a goofy goober and we didn't get any of the goofy goober boxes. Guys, post a comment if you got the SpongeBob box, because we tried every fucking location near us, and like even an hour away, and no one had the SpongeBob box. No one. It's fucking stupid, dumb.
Mine's eggplant. What's that? A wiener joke in the first 10 seconds? Oh, Cody, you naughty dog.
Ooh, look at this one. Piggy pink. I didn't know your mom's skin color was a crayon, Cody.
Shut up, Junior. My mom's got a piggy, Junior.
Hey, Joseph, what's your favorite crayon color?
Cotton candy's the best.
Oh, bro, can I borrow that, please?
Sure.
Aw, oh, thanks, bro.
Ah, that's McPatrick! Joseph broke my favorite color crayon!
And what are you gonna do about it, punk rock?
Yeah!
Cody's mom's a piggy!
Alright, everyone, shut up, you stupid brats! Because of you, I'm stuck in this hellhole all summer long! So today, I'm gonna make you suffer. So get out a piece of paper, and I want you to write, I ruined Mrs. Fitzpatrick's summer. I'm sorry for being so dumb 10,000 times! When that hand starts to hurt, switch to the other hand. When that hand starts to hurt, switch again. When both hands are hurting, use your mouth to write. And if you complain once, you are starting all over. I'll be over here scrolling on Instagram and wishing I was someone else.
What could?
Damn, Junior. Who pissed in her frosted flakes?
Tell me a thousand more times!
Show them a fuck. Get my ass, Junior. What? Who whacked off in her Cocoa Puffs?
That's it! Cody, Junior, Joseph, Mikey, a thousand more times for all of you!
Ooh, she wrecked her ass.
All right, Cody, stop.
Yeah, bro, chill out. You're going to get us in more trouble.
Hey, Junior, Junior.
No, stop.
Joseph.
Dude, chill.
Mikey, no! I'm going to say it anyway. Who
took a shit in her Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Total Bennington! Get your ass up here! You're getting the paddle!
Oh, no. Not the paddle. Wink, wink. Oh, no. Please don't spank me with a paddle. And whatever you do, please don't call me a dirty little boy. And please don't pull my hair. Come on, Teach. Spank them cheeks.
Cody!
Yes, ma'am?
Ow! What the fuck? That wasn't hot at all. It just hurt.
Don't talk back to me.
Oh, shit. Okay, I won't.
Does anybody else want some of this?
Damn, guys. I think she should be fired. That was messed up. I mean, a regular spanking would be cool, but she hit me in the face.
Don't worry, Cody. My dad's done worse to her with his fist.
They're not going to fire her for hitting you, Cody. Principal Steinbeck likes violence.
Yeah, you're right. We should try to make her quit.
She wants to quit. She doesn't have enough money to quit.
Ooh, well, I do have this prank lottery ticket that makes it look like you won the lottery when you scratch it off. Maybe if I give it to her and she thinks she won the lottery, she'll decide to quit.
That would be so funny if you did that.
Yeah, dude, that's a smart idea.
Okay, I'll go tell her I'm sorry. Miss Fitzpatrick?
What do you want, Cody? You want another one?
No, I just wanted to apologize for making you angry. See, my parents buy all these scratch-offs and I steal them, so I just wanted to give you one to make it up to you.
Oh, well, I do have a gambling addiction. Oh, I love scratch-offs. Thank you, Cody.
Well, I hope you win big. I have a feeling you might.
Thank you, Cody. Go sit down and finish your assignment.
Okay, but if you win, make sure you give me a big old yippee-ki-yay.
Go sit down, Cody!
Okay.
Where's a quarter? Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Clem! Clem! I just want $1 million a week for the rest of my life!
Now I feel bad. She's so happy, and when she finds out it's fake, she's gonna be depressed.
It's okay, Cody. Everyone needs a little bit of happiness in their life, even if it's fake.
I hope she doesn't say anything mean to my dad. He'll beat her.
Do we have to stay in school now that we don't have a teacher?
No, I think we can go home.
Oh, I'm angry.
Oh, guys, I am not in a good mood. No, sir. No, sir, Eva. Because your old teacher, Mrs. Fitzpatrick. Oh, what's the worst to describe her? I don't want to be too rude. I'm in front of children. She's a loyal bitch for wanting to quit because she won the lottery. Can you believe it, guys? Oh, the money controls her. That's sad. And she said some very, very mean things, a little bit on the racial side. But I'm not going to judge her. Don't know how she was raised. But you guys, you thought that summer school was going to be over because you didn't have a teacher, huh? Stupid! Because I found a teacher just walking around outside! How convenient, right? Perfect timing. Yeah, his name is Mr. Blinkle. Come on in, Mr. Blinkle. Introduce yourself.
Hey there, beautiful kids.
Yeah, he enjoys you guys. Can you believe it? He begged for the job, cried for it. Weird as hell. Like, I never knew somebody who actually begged for a job like this ever. But, anyway, you got the job, Mr. Blinkle. Teach these little brats. Please let them learn something. God damn it.
Ooh, with pleasure.
So see you brats later. Oh, yeah. Let me know if you need any help, Mr. Blinkle.
Thanks, Principal Steinbeck. I think I can take it from here. Hey there, kids. I'm your old pal, Mr. Blinkle. And I'm so excited to be your new summer school teacher. Who needs to be outside running through the sprinklers and getting all wet and shiny when you could be in here with me? Learning. Now, how about we all go around the class and tell me your ages? I mean, names, but also your ages and your addresses and when your parents go to work and come home. Actually, how about you all just write it down and put it on my desk, and then I can drive all of you home.
Okay, this assignment's a lot easier.
Yeah, this is super easy.
Guys, does Mr. Blinkle look kind of familiar to you?
Cody, I think I would remember someone wearing a fake mustache and glasses and nose.
Yeah, he's just weird, you know.
Oh, what's this? A spanking paddle? Your old teacher knew what she was doing. I thought I was going to have to stop by the store and pick one of these up. Ooh, yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Cody, you mind looking up for me?
What?
Thanks, got it. Ooh, oh yeah.
Guys, Mr. Blinkle just took a picture of me.
Well, maybe it's for yearbooks.
But, Virginia, there are no yearbooks in summer school.
Well, maybe he's trying to put names to faces and that helps him remember.
Maybe.
I just finished the assignment, so I'm done for the day. All right, Mr. Blinkle, I'm done with my assignment. You don't have to drive me home. I can just walk.
No. You need to stay.
Wait, you told me after I was done I could go home.
But we have a big group assignment coming up at the end of class. It's a group hug, a big old group hug.
Can I skip that?
No, it's mandatory. It's a mandatory hug.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Junior? It says here your dad's a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, he doesn't have a job.
Oh, that sucks. That is very disappointing. Okay, that's fine. I'm not really that into redheads anyway.
Oh, no, my mom's dead, I think.
Oh, okay. Everybody hurry up with those papers!
Guys, the new teacher's kinda nice. He wants us all to hug after class.
He's still kinda weird.
He's got a big nose!
Dude, don't make fun of the Jewish like that.
I think you just did.
I need to go ask the teacher a question.
I like to announce when I'm getting up from my desk.
Hurry up, kids. When you're done, we can go to the gym and hit the showers.
Hey, Mr. Blinkle, can I talk to you in private?
Yes. Yes, you can. Where do you want to talk? In the closet? Or maybe out in the hallway or in the bathroom? Or maybe we can talk out in my car? Or at my house? Yeah, we should talk at my house, because the walls are completely soundproof, so no one will be able to hear us, not even the neighbors. It'll be extra private.
No, right here's fine. I just didn't want to be really loud and you're kind of yelling.
Oh, well, what did you want to talk about?
Well, this famous streamer I follow has been sending me really inappropriate stuff, like pictures of himself, and he's been really weird, so I just thought I should talk to an adult about it.
Ew! Get out of my face! I don't want somebody else's sloppy seconds! That's disgusting!
Okay.
Ugh. I gotta start being a streamer. They just have it too easy. I miss the good old days when all you had was a van full of candy and a dream.
Did you ask the teacher your question?
He didn't seem interested in my problem.
Hey guys, should I throw a paper ball at the teacher?
That'd be fucking hilarious, Junior. A real hoot. You want me to throw it?
What?
I can drop fucking bombs, Junior. I can make it rain on that hoe. I'm like Tom Brady Jr. You know that thing.
Yeah. So damn naughty. You deserve this.
Aw, Cody, you missed!
Well, I guess I'm not Tom Brady. I guess I'm some other quarterback that's bad at throwing. I don't know. I don't know sports.
I'm gonna make another paper ball.
Matt Schwab?
What?
Is that one Matt Schwab?
I guess I've heard of that.
Well, I guess I'm Matt Schwab.
All right, I'm gonna hit him right in the head. I hit the
pin. Are you Matt Schwab?
Dude, just give me the ball. I'll throw it like Michael Vick.
You're gonna kill a bunch of dogs?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the job done, though.
Ugh. Here's my paper. Ooh. Oh my god, your mustache is fake!
Ooh, man, it's Mr. Winkle!
What a pervert!
That's right, it's me. No, nobody try to follow me, or I'm gonna stab her with this pencil and she'll get lead poisoning. Well, they actually make it with graphite now, but still, it'll hurt really bad. Come on! You know, it would be really cool if you told the principal I quit and that I didn't kidnap a student.
Oh, that was a close one.
Yeah, dude, he almost got our ass.
I mean, he did take a student.
Who's Mr. Winkle?
Dude, you don't want to know.
But I do, though.
You know EDP-445?
Yeah.
He's like the white, skinny version of him.
Yeah, the white twin, dude.
Oh.
I'm even more mad! You can tell by my tone. No! Why does it happen to me? Principal Steinbeck! Oh, another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Oh, look, class, your teacher quit. Another one. I guess it is your lucky day, since I can't find a second teacher just wandering around outside. It was nothing but homeless people. I tried. But look, I will have a teacher for you tomorrow. Yes, he will be meaner and more angrier and eviler than me. I love it already. But if I can't, I have to teach the class by myself. I will. I promise you I will. And you won't like it because I bite. I'm not nice. So, I guess class is dismissed. Oh, get out of my face. I don't want to see you guys anymore.
Yay!
We get to go home early.
Hey, Joseph. I'm never going to forgive you for breaking my cotton candy crab.
And what the hell are you going to do about it, fuck boy? Not a damn thing but cry to your mama. Huh? Huh? That's what I thought.
My mom's dead.
Hey guys, it's Logan. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach our goal of selling 2,000 Jeffy Pianos. The Jeffy Piano will only be available until July 31st. So if you still want one, go on SMLmerch.com right now and pre-order yours now. Thank you so much for being amazing fans. We love you guys, and I can't wait to make more videos for you.
Oh, summer school's gonna suck.
God, it's so depressing in here. There's nothing on the walls.
Yeah, reminds me of my room at home.
Hey, Mikey, can I sit right there so I can be near my friends?
No! I dare you, Butch! Go find your own seat!
Come on, Mikey, we don't even like you.
Well, that's too bad!
Sorry, Freddy.
It's okay.
Wait, why don't we just move seats?
There's no other seats.
Is it okay if I sit here with you guys?
Sure.
Oh, man, Annabelle. Summer school's gonna suck, but at least I'm here with you.
Did we really have to sit with the nerds?
Yeah, unfortunately. But if any of them talk to you, I'm gonna punch them in the face. You got that, nerds? If you talk to my girlfriend, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm scared.
You should be.
Finally! My favorite time of the year! Summer school! Oh, I love that sound. Oh, it's music to my ears. It's like ASMR. Oh, you know why you idiots are in this class during summer school? Because you're dumb! Dumb as hell! And your parents don't love you. Neither do I. And you know why this class looks like a prison? Because you're a prisoner in it. Welcome to my hellhole. And if you try to escape, you're going to end up like my little buddy here, Jason. Oh, he was such a sweet kid. Oh, poor Jason. Oh, he came to summer school every year. Every year. And then he finally decided to hang himself. Because it was better than being here. So, we got plenty of work for you guys to do. Many books for you to read. So enjoy yourself in my hellhole. I will be enjoying myself at the beach.
Toodles.
Oh, Principal Steinbeck, I actually wanted to talk to you before I started teaching.
What is it?
Well, you see, are you sure there's no one else that can teach summer school? I mean, someone other than me. There's a lot of things I wanted to do this summer.
But these stupid kids failed because of you. So your punishment is to teach in this class for all of summer school.
But they're not even all my students. See?
Oh, I wasn't looking at the students. I was looking to see if I had a fuck to give. And I don't! So get a teaching or you're fired!
All right, class. Welcome to summer school. Now, class, I don't want to be here any more than you do. But it's all your fault! If you were just smart enough to pass your own grade, you wouldn't be here right now. And I would be on a beach slipping pina coladas with Enrique!
You cheating on my dad?
Mikey, I was never in a relationship with your father. I was in a tight spot and I needed money.
My father! Said he paid money to get into your tight spot!
Mikey, hush! Alright, class. Today is Friday. We started summer school on a Friday to ruin my weekend. But also, class, today is June 14th, which is also Flag Day.
Flag Day?
Yeah, Flag Day.
Oh, I thought she said something else. I was like, they have the whole month already.
And since it's Flag Day, I thought it'd be a fun assignment for you all to design your own flag. Like, pretend the American flag never existed, and that you're Betsy Ross designing a flag for America. Now, keep in mind, students, there's 50 stars on our flag to represent the 50 states. And there's 13 stripes on our flag to represent the 13 original colonies. Keep that in mind.
Oh, man, guys, it's going to be so much fun. What's your flag gonna look like, Joseph?
Oh, dude, I know how to fix America. All they gotta do is put me in charge.
Well, I got big plans for mine. Big plans.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My noodle is rattling.
Well, don't copy off me, guys, because my flag is gonna be crazy.
Nobody's gonna copy off you, Mikey.
Oh, I know which one I want to do. It's going to be insane. So, Cody, who's Betsy Ross?
She made the American flag.
She's made every single American flag?
No, she just made the first one.
Oh, so doesn't she make, like, cooking pots?
No, that's Betty Crocker, not Betsy Ross.
Oh, so she had, like, a cooking show?
No, that's Rachel Ray. It's not even close.
So then who had the talk show?
That's Oprah Winfrey.
So what did Betsy Ross do?
She made the first American flag.
Then why can't Aunt Jemima make syrup anymore?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Nobody's talking about that. Show my girl some respect. Put on a 50-cent piece or something.
Ooh, what time is it? Oh, time's up, class! Class, I'm gonna call you up one by one to present your flags in front of the rest of the class.
Oh,